I like it.
It's very... Shorty, what? How they do where you from? Hey. Sticking out her tongue, girl, but you know you're too young. A bunch of girls do it in the street and look fun. That's how they do where we from. You know it don't start till fun. That's how they do where they from.
You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
All right, back to another episode of the NBD Show. Episode 76. And it was Naga Bomb. Naga Lipto. Shit, I already forgot that. Alright, so we've got some special treats for tonight. But first we'll do introductions. I'm Wireless Freak on Twitter.
Guarding the Masculinity.
I am otherwise known as the Shit. Brandon, a.k.a. the Cougar Bates.
My name's just Vaughn. That's all it is.
Simple. Shane Mac, 91, Twitter.
David, at Bear the Terror.
Vaughn, you should be a symbol.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Not bad.
You're going to hear a lot of that garbage tonight.
We got new toys. New toys.
So the first thing on the docket, and Bear the Terror is craving this hardcore, is eggnog.
Love it.
It's that time of the season, almost, right?
I'm already through about 2.5 gallons.
Jesus Christ.
And it shows. Only in like a week and a half.
Yeah, I happen to be at Rayleigh's, who has my favorite eggnog, I think around November 1st. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to see if there's eggnog. I doubt it. It's a little early. They had it.
Oh, man.
They had it. There was a little eggnog. I'm assuming a carton broke in shipping because I had to clean it when I got home. But it tasted perfection. Perfection.
What let's give a shout out to that eggnog. What's the kind
of I think it's Sunnyside. It's my favorite. It's the premium. It's you the know, premium. I don't want the low fat in Costco. You guys got crap eggnog. So. Sorry.
All right. I'll be on the lookout.
Yeah, Rayleigh's only. It's red carton.
Costco will no longer sponsor this show.
Not like they'd sponsor jack shit anyway, but free samples.
Everything else
we gotta pay
amazing,
to go to Costco. So.
What a fucking ripoff! I hate that. You ever notice? I hate to hijack the show so early, but it's been a while, boys. Yeah, when you go into Costco, you notice that bitch that always sits there. She's like, "Show me your card," like the crypt keeper.
Yeah. Well,
here's the deal, right? I go in with my wife, right? Yeah. She flips the card, and the lady gives me like the stink eye. Yeah. Like, what, am I supposed to have a Costco card, too?
Well, you guys gotta walk in at the same time. No. You can't be trailing. Oh, my God.
Well, she just looks... I think it's a racial thing, bro. Because we're two different races doesn't mean we're not together. You know? We got to bring each other together now. That's what we got. It's 2016.
We
got to come together. We're coming together. I'm sorry. I had to get that off my chest.
One thing about Costco is anybody can actually buy alcohol there. You don't need a membership. It's a fun fact.
Thank you.
Fun fact.
But we all knew
that.
Why don't you go try it?
There's a couple things.
You can't even get in there without a membership.
You can go
buy booze without a membership.
You can't exit.
So what, do you just go, hey, I'm going to go buy some booze?
Why, is it illegal for them to have a membership to buy alcohol?
No, I think it's just there's so much markup on it that they know they're still turning a profit.
That's weird.
So what, do you just walk in and she doesn't give you the stink eye or what?
You can only get booze. But
that's it.
And Sam's Club.
You can't put those delightful salamis in there.
Wow.
No, you can't do that.
Those are delicious.
No.
Maybe. I don't know. Why would you buy that at Costco?
Sam's. Yeah, they do.
At Costco?
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
Buy in bulk.
Yeah.
You're all surprised. When was the last time you bought tobacco?
Never.
Okay.
Well, no, I go there. I got a story about that. I went to go get stock up on snooze. Hashtag snooze nation. Well played. No, you know that shit wasn't any cheaper than at the damn gas station.
Bummer.
You got like six of them though.
Well, now you got a $2 tax.
Too.
You got to pay on that.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, I won't be paying.
No.
I think you don't have a choice. You
never hear. Okay, wait.
Let's go to the nog.
Sorry, guys. I had to.
So.
Guys, it's our 10th episode.
Online, there's not very eggnog has always been brandy, right? People only mix it with brandy. Yeah, I've never really seen anything else.
E&J brandy.
Why does it have to be E&J?
Why not?
Because it's the cheap shit that sits literally right next to the eggnog. It's not even in the alcohol aisle.
You gotta wipe the dust off the back of the bottle so you can scan it, you know? It's been there so long. So,
all right.
I got a little crazy and I was like, fuck this. Let's make up some drinks with eggnog. So basically, I just took like my liquor cabinet, emptied it out. And we made some concoctions.
Like I'm in college again.
It's like college, yeah. Except you're going to throw up a lot quicker because it's eggnog.
Great. Oh.
It's not the eggnog that's the problem. It's going to be the alcohol.
Oh, eggnog.
A couple of these may have curdled.
I'll take the alcohol. Just saying. Hold the eggnog.
Concrete mixer.
Good.
So what are we starting with?
So we don't even know what they are now. So they're all mixed up.
Oh, well, we know that Nagasaki, right? That's clear liquidy
well,
one.
Let's let him taste it. See if he can figure out
that's
what it is.
The grossest sounding thing I've
and
ever
then
heard.
We'll I'll tell you what's in it.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I think I'm gonna start with the Nagasaki.
Okay.
But
I'll try to explain his face after he drinks it.
Mm-hmm. It smells horrible.
All right. Yeah.
Hold on.
Eggnog by itself is delicious, but this is
that's
horrible.
A lie. You got to finish the whole thing.
Oh.
Don't just taste it. Finish it.
It looks like it's a complex flavor.
And that was the Nagasaki?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how to describe
it. You didn't make as bad a face as I thought you were going
to. It's like eggnog, but thinner.
Yeah, actually, exactly. It's like putting, lacquer thinner right into the eggnog because it's going right down the throat.
Can you feel the burn of alcohol?
I feel no burn, actually.
Oh. What's it like, Ken?
Very, very... minute hint.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know exactly.
What are Japanese doing over there?
That's so.
Oh, is this the I Love You song?
Village Music.
No.
That was Japanese music.
I know I put you on your own channel for a reason.
I wouldn't drink it again.
You would not.
I've got the power and I'm not afraid to use it. All right, so let's rate the Nagasaki. And this is from The Office. This is what got us started. Three part sake, one part eggnog. The Nard Dog took it. What do you guys think?
On a scale of 10, 1 to 10?
Yep.
I guess a 6.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Wow.
It's a little above average because it's not good and it's not bad.
Well, eggnog by itself is like a 2. So
No. Eggnog's always at a 10.
Pure eggnog would be a 10 on this scale, I think.
So it's pretty good, though.
It's beer eggnog instead of ginger.
Slim Fast being a 1, eggnog being a 10.
That's a good way to rate it.
Yeah.
No, Costco Slim Fast.
I don't know about Ken, but there's just something about it. Like it was really light.
No burn.
Yeah. No. Well, that's sake in general. Don't really burn for sake.
This is
me at least.
This is Berkeley sake, so I'm not sure what that means.
The fuck's Berkeley sake?
It's from Berkeley, not
Japan.
Does
it protest too? Like,
all right. Wait, are you going for another one already?
Hold on, dude.
Jesus.
Hold on.
I'm just smelling.
Okay.
Ken, what are your, thoughts?
Did
we get them?
Not that good to me.
Not that good.
Sake, what
do you score it?
I give it like a 3.
Oh, wow. That's what I was expecting. That's what I was expecting.
It's not as good to me as it is to Schwartz.
Okay,
so the Office overrated the Nagasaki.
Yes.
All right. Let's go for number 2.
Okay. I'm smelling them all. I gotta go back to just the regular eggnog.
Palate cleanser. Take a sniff.
Yeah.
Coffee beans.
I don't know what this one is. It has a little spice. Let me look, Justin.
Let me see.
That's a pirate.
I'm sniffing
one.
It
that's
for
my,
the people that can't.
View.
Well, we don't have video. Ooh, this is the Hawaiian one.
Oh.
Licky, licky, maca.
I got Hawaiian, baby.
Right. Licky, licky, maca.
You ready to taste it?
What do you work at, Kaiser Permanente?
This one's going to be delicious. I sense it.
No, I don't like it at all.
What? Take the whole thing. Slam it back.
What's in it?
Like a dick.
Coconut rum and nutmeg.
I don't like it.
Tastes like Johnny Tsunami came in my mouth.
Oh, you've had cum in your mouth?
Is it the same consistency?
When was the last time Johnny came in your mouth?
You guys remember Johnny Tsunami from the Disney Channel? He was the Hawaiian surfer dude?
Yeah.
He's
a pixelated human, right?
From Rocket Power?
Yeah. No!
No! Horrible. That's a cartoon. Johnny Tsunami was live action.
He's a real man?
Give me another taste.
That's a 3.
Let me taste it.
Wow.
I was thinking by the...
Below Nagasaki?
It's a 3.
From the smell, I thought this was going to be a 10.
It smells amazing, but it tastes...
It's a 3.
Yeah,
all
doesn't taste good.
It's not good.
I can't even finish it.
That was a face of disgust.
It's way too sweet.
Yeah. I need a palate cleanser.
It's not sweet. I don't know what it is, but something's cutting it.
Like coconut and eggnog don't mix.
Maybe that's what it is. It's cutting right through the nog, and that's my problem.
Hawaiians don't know how to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, maliki maka, gross.
Now put spam in that. It's a huge hit on the island.
Nah, the problem is,
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was a bust. That's 3 is being generous.
Which one's that?
I'm giving it a 2.
The Guinness?
No, the Guinness is the dark one. That one's easy to see. even at night.
Ooh, oh, no, no. This,
the
this
Russian.
Is the Russian Christmas.
Nah. Putin.
We better get used to this, actually.
Puzzles.
What was that called again, Justin? It was From the Gods. Yeah. Liquor. Vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka of the Gods.
Vodka of the Gods. Brought to you by Trader Joe's.
Honestly, I don't know how that was. I've never seen that bottle before.
You'll never see it again.
I don't know why it was in
that. That's a one of one. That's a one of one.
It's at the null.
Am I the only one that has this one?
No, someone else has it. Someone else has it.
No.
No, it's not the Guinness one.
No, you have the Guinness?
Yeah. Maybe you have it, Justin.
I have it right here.
All right, let's do it.
This is the one you gave me.
Yep, I like to do a little sipper, and then I'll
a sipper.
It.
Wait, do we know a Russian cheers?
Dos vidanya.
Nine.
Oh, no.
That's German.
I don't know. Same we thing.
Dos vidanyas or whatever,
the
Kyle.
Back to the throat when he's doing the Mike Wallace thing.
Here we go.
Das.
Oh, my God.
That one actually isn't bad.
It's not bad.
It tastes like a latte.
But the vodka is straight through the nog.
Straight fire. No, straight fire.
Fair, if it was good vodka, this might be a good drink.
Maybe better? All
oh,
right.
Man, the vodka looks rough.
So, it's tough.
Let's share it around. So
no,
people,
I want
come
vodka
that.
Eggnog or?
I got
vodka
a pirate eggnog. One.
No, it tastes like a latte because it's got coffee liqueur.
It's not bad.
Vodka, coffee liqueur, eggnog. And
okay.
Yeah, like Belvedere or something. Definitely would be.
It has the potential to be a good drink.
Yeah,
that's
it does.
Not bad. The vodka's not bad.
No, the vodka cuts right through it.
It wasn't that bad.
You're not supposed to taste vodka if
nope,
it's good,
tastes
right?
Terrible.
I mean, it's supposed to like.
That's not good.
I'm gonna get. Yeah. I'm actually
it's
gonna
not
give
good
it
at
a
all.
Six and a half.
That's awful.
I taste too much eggnog. I'd rather drink the vodka straight.
That's terrible.
No, you go blind on that.
I'm blind. Yeah. That eggnog is horrible.
That's like carrots would not bring you back.
How do you drink eggnog?
Eggnog's
great. I'm going to give it a six.
Remember that
half.
One thing you didn't like? We'll just add another thing you don't like, and then we'll call it something that you'll like even less than the two things you just liked the first time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's
what I like.
Right
yeah.
there.
That's it.
I like your logic.
Yeah, that's it.
Which one do you have,
barf equals good.
I got the pirate one.
Yeah, we got pirate over
here.
Hold on. 6.5 for potential. It was just a vodka.
A drink cannot have potential.
No, it does.
No,
it
cannot.
Put that at Starbucks, number one seller.
So no way.
So
no
it's
way.
Really good because
pumpkin spice
if
latte.
You substituted the eggnog and the vodka with just a straight whiskey, it's like a 10.
No.
That's not how that works.
We don't have
you don't judge
that. We could try that.
No. Do not ruin whiskey for me.
What's this one?
I'm leaving the Guinness for last.
That might be the pirate one.
This is the pirate one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Bottoms up, matey.
Arg.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
No, oh the C.
Oh, my God. Wow. God. I cannot. I'm not slamming this whole thing.
I'll tell you what.
Let me taste it.
Brandon, go ahead. What are you thinking?
Let's go round the horn. Let's go. Brandon first.
I don't like eggnog, so I'm not a good judge. I mean, as a drink itself, it's not
let me taste
bad,
this.
But it's
okay.
Eggnog.
Is it bad?
It's just strong, dude.
I don't want none of that.
Oh, yeah, I tied one on that mix.
Oh, yeah, there's the rum.
This should have
been that's there. Good. That's good.
I mean, that's a good. I mean, you guys remember when you were a young person and you got like a real sharp crayon?
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. But the drink's pretty good. Yeah. So that's
not,
a plus.
I'm not finishing that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got to finish them all, dude.
That's okay.
No, I appreciate
you have to.
No,
you have to.
Don't ruin eggnog for him. It's one of his only joys in life.
That rum hit me a little bit.
Ken almost just finished the podcast.
That's actually really good rum in there, too, so I can't blame the alcohol.
No, that's a
that
good
one.
I like that.
Blame it on the booze.
I can't finish it.
You know what, though? That did the best of actually changing the flavor of eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So far, all of them have been eggnog with something in it. That really changed the whole dynamic.
Yes.
What trade like route did you acquire these spices from?
East Indies.
Yeah.
My relative, Marco Polo, told me to go the
Marco
Eastern
Polo.
Spice route
yeah.
through India into the
Mongols.
No, not the Mongs. What were they? The Mongols that we messed with the other day.
The Mesopotamians?
Oh, yeah. Yes. We were slandering them earlier.
The biker gang?
We did talk about the Mongols.
Jesse Ventura was
well, we didn't. I think it was Dave, you slandered them, right?
I wouldn't use the word slander.
Slandered Mongols.
I don't even remember the context that the conversation was.
Shook Knight, by looking at those spices, what do you think spice that is?
I think the spice is probably ground cumin.
Ground
cumin?
All right, thank you. Jeez.
There's no cumin in any of these drinks.
What does cumin taste like?
You know why I don't like it, actually, is probably because of the spice.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not smooth.
Wait.
I feel the grittiness through my teeth.
We have one left.
I love when you talk dirty to me.
This is the
we have the Guinness.
Ooh, the Guinness. Why do I have an extra one?
Facata
McGregor. I don't know what this one is.
In honor of the fight tomorrow.
Yeah,
with Conor
McGregor.
He's going down.
Bless you.
Oh.
You.
That sounded good on the
Bless
podcast.
Bless you. That's all right. It happens.
No, 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 no. That is a one. That is a one.
Oh, it's like good? I thought it was bad.
No. That's a
one.
No,
it's like an icy eggnog.
One podcaster, two cups.
No, no, that's a one.
From you need to go check your
aficionado, fans? That's a one.
Yeah.
This is delicious.
It's not bad.
Let me try it again. Like hold on. Let me try it again.
Again, this changes the flavor of the nog.
Let me regular nog to clean my palate.
It's not bad. Man.
No, that's really good.
I think that's the best one in my personal opinion.
Did you try the pirate one?
Yeah, that one.
That's still better.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it's not a one anymore. But no,
what's this one? Guinness.
Which one are you
eggnog?
On right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, no. It tastes like a root beer float.
The Guinness is the number one, or it's the worst.
It's gonna be. Four. It's a four.
Overall four.
Yeah.
Like it's four out of the
out
top
of
four?
No, it's... Yeah,
it's in fourth place out of four?
No.
Fourth being highest?
It's probably second to last.
Ooh.
Last was that vodka one.
No, that one wasn't last.
I like the vodka one. It was a different one.
We should have wrote these down because nobody knows now.
We've been drinking.
The sake one was like a...
six and a half.
No, that was like
that's
a six.
A good score.
Okay.
So. The other one was a six and a half for potential. That was the vodka one.
Yeah.
And then there was like a Hawaiian one that I didn't
that
like.
Was like a two or three.
Yeah. So this is above that.
Just above the Hawaiian.
So we're talking four or five.
Yeah. Let me go back to my regular nog. I'll shoot this all day.
Yeah.
It's like a root beer float.
The regular nog's not exciting, though.
Done.
Okay.
Oh. Now I'm done.
Wait. Okay, so...
Which one is the favorite?
Regular eggnog.
Oh, work for nothing.
No,
I appreciate it, but out of all of them, maybe because it was the first one, so I wasn't tainted. But the sake actually wasn't that bad at all. It just made it really thin.
Well,
I like it thick like a milkshake.
Oh, yeah, all
you
of
do.
Them were
la,
like
la,
50-50,
la, la,
except
la.
The nod was 3-1. That
song.
Yeah. That, and like you said, depending on the vodka, that one would have been really good, too. Because you could really taste the liqueur.
Cool. All right, so that part's over. Everyone's going to take a break to throw up, and we'll be back.
No, yeah.
The Hawaiian one didn't work, so.
No, butter. No Hawaiian.
No, that tasted horrible.
I got a whole bunch left right here for you guys.
I can't even look at it.
Matt, did you get to taste it?
I did the... Oh, I'll try it.
Just have a
second. Oh, I'll try it. Oh,
it doesn't
sure.
matter.
Just
it's
to reach over my lap.
They'll take it.
Why is your hand in his
what's
junk?
In, what's in the Hawaiian one?
I can't
one?
See your hands.
What's in the Hawaiian one?
Coconut rum. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know the difference.
Isn't it the private reserve?
Hopes and dreams.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, God, you're so lame.
So what, like, what a letdown.
It's got a refined
I'm not a fan of coconut.
Compared to regular jizz, it's like a one.
It's very coconutty. But I don't like coconut, so.
All right. Well,
wasn't that great?
Speaking of the taste of jizz, we're going to move this kid up.
To the right, to the left.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. She looks like just keep swiping on to the next.
New theme song.
One of these days I'm gonna have some sex.
All right, Tinder update.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Are we off of Tinder now? We just need an update.
Wait, are we off of Tinder?
No. Speaking of Tinder.
No, we're not off Tinder.
Cool Hoey sent a message.
Wait, what's her name?
Cool Hoey.
Chloe?
Oh, my God.
Cool. Or is it just Chloe?
Cool Hoey.
Oh.
Does she have web feet?
There's been a lot of action.
What
on
letters
the, on
in that
Tinder.
Name are hyphenated or are capitalized?
Cool. Maybe it's Hawaiian.
God, you're such a fuckboy.
And there's not been a lot of action on Tinder. There's been no action.
I mean, the action, Tinder's been working here.
The Mormon church gets more action than you.
Hey, those Mormons, man.
They do produce.
You know from experience, right? I didn't think so.
I do.
Not me so much.
By,
but
yeah. By a man.
Oh, talking about missionary.
Oh. What?
It has been a while.
So what I'm hearing is God rules your ass.
Bow down. Kneel, my son.
What's going on?
Yeah, Shook, what's going on? I mean, you just did a thing and then you didn't stop
doing
it.
The last time that we I did a Tinder date would be the hash brown date.
Oh, my
God. Jesus Christ. How are you saying there's action? Yeah.
So what have you been doing?
We've had like 4 full moons since then.
Well, I've just been swiping and just sparking up conversation, and then if I just usually leave them hanging. But
so you're keeping it light right now?
Keeping it light, waiting for the big one.
So you're teasing. You're still teasing.
So you're a tease.
You're too busy getting a pump in at the gym, because that's what you texted me before you came over here.
Well,
what?
You don't
pump?
Have to go to the gym to rub one out.
Does that mean that you're in the showers? Or is
yeah,
that
he's getting pumped.
You don't got to go all the way there.
Oh, you got to work out in before you go on these Tinder dates. Bulk up. It's bulking season, boys.
So you haven't been working out?
I think you've been getting plenty of bulk.
Yeah.
Right. Not too much action on the center. This the match update. There's been 268 matches in total.
Yeah.
Wait, and, is that like you swiping 268 times?
No. These are people that have liked me and I've liked them. So a match.
Okay.
So what happens after that?
Yeah.
Then you can.
That's
then
cool.
You can contact them.
But have you contacted any of them?
Almost all of them. You know.
And how many dates have you gone on?
That's because
you gotta get a batting average,
to be fair,
my dude.
To be fair. Ken does a lot of swiping, and I'm just not into the ones he's swiping
on. I'm trying to help him out.
Oh, God.
He just cuts and pastes. What's up? What's up?
No,
what's up?
That
what's
is true.
What's
you
up?
You cut and paste.
Hey, what's up?
I do
what's
cut
up?
And paste, but it's our go-to line.
What's up?
That works.
I don't know if we
what's
can
up?
Disclose that. It
what's
works
up?
So well.
Oh, is this the chicken thing?
No.
It's the cat. Oh. The cat one?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Every time.
Which one's the cat one?
It doesn't work anytime because
it's,
you have yet to hook up. That is
no.
But 0.000.
If I wanted
zero.
To.
No,
raped
no.
by someone who made marijuana cookies.
Which is legal.
That was
now.
Scary. That was scary.
That was not scary. You okay, so let's preface this. You came in.
Well, he didn't came in anything. So.
That's true. Well, yeah, this allegedly happened. Yeah. We don't know this for sure. Pixar didn't happen, bro.
Oh, Pixar.
Pixar didn't happen.
Pics of that?
Why not?
I'm going to pull my phone out.
I've never heard
what's
that.
Wrong with you?
It's pornography.
Oh,
I don't think it
God.
Is. What do you want me to take a picture of?
Her?
Oh, her or you?
I don't know.
You.
What do you want me to pull my... Hey, can I take a picture of
you? Don't,
real quick?
You don't announce it. You don't... let me teach you a lesson.
So you got to check your cover 5 stats.
Yeah, and then he leaves the flash on.
No, that's a rookie move. You got to leave the flash off. You got to be in a well-lit room. That's
and disable it. The sound effect.
Yep. Yeah. I was thinking the sound effect was like, limp dick.
that's your update. Nothing.
So that was a bust.
By definition, that was... Yeah.
So that's nice. Way to ruin a podcast.
I'm just glad I got to use the intro and that was it.
Yeah, I mean,
the update.
Well,
I'm kind of.
What is
honest,
it though? What's your update?
There's probably more than 100 matches from last time because Ken's been swiping, right in everybody.
Got
to
get him.
I mean, there's some we got to unmatch them. They're just too bad.
I mean, they're too bad. Explain why they're too bad.
Just not my time.
When you have 100 matches and you don't go on any dates, so what do you need to unfriend anything or unmatch
because
anything?
Because I'll go on a date with somebody I want to go
you
a date
You won't
with.
Go on a date, though.
Sure, I will.
Which
I'll show you one right
which
there.
Which is
okay.
No
when?
One.
Right there.
When?
I'll go on a date with that.
You're not going on a date
I
with that.
I guarantee you.
When? Let's set a date.
When she replies. Oh, the cat line's not working.
Sure.
I threw the bait
you
out.
You guys just told me that works 100% of the time.
It's probably
now you guys. No, hold on.
It
now
works
you're
as
lying.
Good as Sex Panther.
80%.
Maybe her phone is just charging
100% of the time, it works 80% of the time.
Or maybe her pimp took her phone away.
Her phone's been charging for like 3 days.
You get great reception in Tahoe these days.
Her phone's
that's
been
a full
charging
lie.
For 3 days.
Yeah. It's an Obama phone.
Not for long. Good times.
All right.
Well, that was great.
Tinder update's over.
That was terrible. Right, no, that was awful. I'm sorry. That was terrible.
I'm sorry for the audience.
We should cancel the segment. If that's
Tinder.
What it's going to be, if that's what it's going to be, it's not my thing, dude.
He's got
it's not
like
my
three
thing either.
Loves of his
women
life.
Aren't mm-hmm. your thing.
Well, Ken's over trying to turn me into a fuck boy.
No.
You already are a fuck boy.
I know.
Fuck boy.
Jeez.
Are
you
fuck
kidding?
Boy.
Look at your shirt.
What's wrong with my shirt?
Yeah. You see, you just look down. Fuck you.
It's a little tight.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? It's tight. It's a medium.
Medium.
I wear mediums.
You know that's not a medium, dude.
It's extra
extra. You can't wear a small and claim it's a medium. Just, I'm going, it's a medium. I'm really fitting out these XLs these days. Like, I can tell my, this is still a medium.
It's tagless, but there's a size on it.
It's tagless, but there's no size on it.
There's size on it.
You know what the size is? FB.
No,
that's what says on the tag.
You're the
What am I? Go ahead.
The OG fuckboy.
The OG. I am. I am. You know what?
Aren't you the pop collar, pink shirt?
No? Trash man. Trash man.
Why are you judging out the past?
Double pop collar.
First of all, that was over a decade ago.
Got more collared shirt inside of a collared shirt.
Double
pop collar. I will say, I was the original. I was the fuckboy before there were fuckboys.
And so look, Shook's just trying to be like you.
Mm-hmm. Well, he should be. I'm a great man to emulate.
It's just a modern fuckboy.
I've never popped my damn collar ever.
He never popped anything.
Pop, 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 pop.
It's been pussies.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
you can't even say it genuine. You say it like a little.
We're earning that explicit
tag. You know what
you
say that like? Gom, what do you say that like?
He sounds like a baby back bitch. That's what he sounds like. It's like
he's a baby back, baby back, baby back.
No, because you can't even. You got to say it with some authority.
Bitches.
You know he's like
baby back ribs.
Yum.
No, you don't even say it convincingly. You're like, excuse me. Excuse me.
That's not what it sounded like
at
all.
That's what it sounded like. We'll have the audience.
It wasn't no teeny weeny bitch baby shit.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
You're referring to yourself? I missed you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Same size as his shirts.
Oh my God. My shirts fit me fine. They're perfect.
Yeah, they're perfect.
That is the line
that's
that
the
works.
Line.
That's the line.
Yeah.
That worked out.
It works about 90% on dudes, 70% on women.
Oh, yeah. 100% times on you.
He did get matched with a dude.
He did.
Tell that story.
Yes, he did. I did not know about this. Yeah.
Wait, what? Hey,
so the update, there was nothing going on except for the coolest thing that's ever happened.
What happened?
Hit it. What happened? What happened on that?
That was a tranny.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
What did you say again?
It was a tranny.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Now that was Ken swiping, not me.
How'd you get matched with that?
You fucking me in the butt right now?
There it is. That was natural. Natural use of that term.
Hold on. I what?
So how it works is Ken swipe. He just swipes till I run out of likes, basically.
Okay. Okay.
It's rapid fire.
It's a
and
numbers
then I get
game.
I get home and I get random matches throughout the day. And I check it out. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
let's see.
Fuck? This girl's got pretty big tits. I mean.
And a Adam's apple.
And I did more. I did some more research. And there's a picture of her, like, coming back from surgery, a bunch of medication on the table. And the more I looked, I'm like, this really does look like a dude. There's, like, the legs are just, they're dude legs for sure.
They weren't kicking.
How often do you look at dude's legs?
You can tell dude's legs.
At the gym.
It wasn't, she wasn't built for a baby.
So she
didn't have the hips.
So hold on.
So she's like Shakira. Her hips were lying.
Hips were
nah, bro. Lying. Her hips don't lie, bro.
So, question around the table: if Matt is hooking up with a tranny, little different. But would you hook up with Caitlyn Jenner then?
What?
No. I mean, you're already going.
Who
one
are you
step.
Asking that,
Matt?
Yeah, I wouldn't hook up
around
with
the
any
table,
of those two.
Would Matt do it?
Oh, for sure he would do it.
Do we think that he would do it?
Oh, yeah,
no,
for sure.
He would not do Caitlyn Jenner.
No! Of course not.
I still question how this man goes on his drought that he's been on for forever.
He won't even do that cougar that's trying to go at him.
It's not a drought if it never rains.
Did I
just in the desert?
I had a count.
There's not a drought in the desert.
That's true.
Now, can he be tricked by a super hot tranny?
Yes.
That could happen.
No.
It happened to my buddy, guys. Remember, I told you.
Yes. Go to Mexico. Yeah. Come
go back to
the
second episode for the tranny story.
Yeah, that happens, bro.
I
you just don't.
It.
Hey, listen. Listen. You just don't tell no one about it. You tell everyone she was a hot chick. You understand? You just don't say nothing.
Yeah.
You just.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. It stuck away across the USA.
That's right.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe.
Take a walk on the wild side.
What? Oh, I said, hey, God. Babe.
Okay.
It was
no, so
copyright infringement of a really bad song.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. That's a timeout.
Get
right
a hot heiress.
No, so you got matched with a tranny, huh?
Yeah,
let's see her. Let me rate this.
I already unmatched it.
Why?
Because I don't want to affiliate.
You unmatched
Nobody's
that.
Nobody's going to know you're matched with a tranny except for you.
Yeah. No one
but you
yeah.
don't unlove a picture of a dude shirtless.
Oh, my God.
Now we're going to Instagram. So I don't have a cool intro on Instagram.
I could argue for this, but you guys
no, you
are all
can't.
Against
you
me.
Okay, no, go ahead. Let's. This is good. This is good. So what happened?
Say you got a workout buddy.
Okay. Nope.
And he's into bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. This is a sport, mind you.
It's not a sport.
Not a sport.
Yes. Not a sport.
No, it's
not a sport.
Okay.
Nope.
Not still a sport.
Not the
it's
point.
Not a sport.
Don't. Still not the point.
It's an activity.
Still
activity.
Not the point. Okay, so he's into bodybuilding.
No, I don't.
He's into bodybuilding.
I would.
Post the picture on Instagram just of shirtless and
half naked. Pants down.
I guess that
Wait,
is technically
his, how
half
was
naked.
His pants down?
Pants
trained.
Were not down.
His pants were like half down.
Did he have his underwear showing?
Yeah. Oh.
Tidy whities or boxers?
I don't remember. That's shook. He was all in love with that photo.
Just showing off muscles.
No,
it's not a big
not
deal.
Showing off, showing off one big muscle.
Yeah, you were in love with that muscle.
You just played a cool sport.
Love gun. No, and you just you're scrolling down and you double tap the picture you like. It shows yes. some appreciation. Like, nice, bro. Good work.
You put a heart on his photo.
That's the problem. It's a heart shape.
Well, I didn't pick what the like logo is. You at the end of the day, it means you like the picture.
And you probably poked the picture
it just
on
means,
Facebook.
No, it means you acknowledge the picture. You saw
Have you
it.
Seen him since you've done this?
Yeah, I saw him in the gym.
And he avoids you like the plague because he thinks
no.
it's so awkward now.
No way.
Because dude liked his
no,
photo.
No, he really didn't ignore him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it went the opposite way. Yeah.
You guys
all, liked the dude.
You guys held middle hands and outer hands, both did pull-ups at the same time.
he was pumping muscle. Milk.
Was there a weird 80s montage going around? Take it to the limit.
Limit! It's weird. They usually don't stand over your face when they're spotting on the bench press.
Roman helmets.
He's going down with the squat. Where's the landing stripes at?
Negative. Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
Teabag. Teabag.
Oh, see what I mean? You guys don't understand the what's going on here.
No, we understand dudes nuts on another dude. It's yeah. a problem.
It's called the Roman helmet.
No.
Did you like it while you're getting a pump in the shower?
Oh.
Oh. When the fuck am I getting a pump in the shower?
You're getting some bulk, that's
no,
for sure.
He pumps before the shower.
No, before the shower.
The shower's to clean
He's
off.
Bulking up. Oh.
Oh,
now we get it.
Oh,
you're a sick
Christ.
Man.
Okay. You guys took this way too far.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
We did. I'll agree, we did.
Well, hey, what position does that guy play?
Bottom.
Well, he scored home on your rules.
Dang. What the? I'm done with this topic.
Oh, this is the greatest day ever. Oh, all boy. Right.
Brandon's got something now.
I have one. So this might be an age thing, but you remember growing up, well, I don't know about Shook and the youth, but we used to do this thing where you grab a phone book and you look up a random number, mm-hmm. and you'd call that person, yeah. and you would ask them, is your refrigerator running?
Yeah.
And they would say, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you would say, well, you better go get it.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Oh, that was prank calls.
Crank call.
Prank. P?
Crank.
P.
Crank call.
Crank with a C. Call. See? Look at that. What happened?
It's a crank call.
Crank calls.
It's not crank.
Dude. Yeah.
It's
prank calls. Prank. The Jerky Boys yeah. called them crank calls.
And crank
they
anchors.
Were the masters.
Crank
no.
anchors.
No.
Prank. Jerky
prank.
Boys were the masters of this genre.
They were not.
Well, they're talking about crank, but prank... Prank was just dialing phone numbers at random.
Prank
there was
calls.
No order with like a phone book.
What are you doing?
What's the difference? No, what, it's a random phone number. I just have to look up a phone number in a phone
because
book.
The crank yanksters or whatever.
Crank yanksters?
Crank yanksters.
They had their little
That's
skits
not a
and
thing.
Stuff where they knew exactly what they were going to say. Sometimes you didn't know what you were going to say when you were prank calling.
I farted into a phone.
So is that the is that the difference?
I don't know.
And then
it's,
you put it back
it's like
face.
Doorbell ditching.
But it's always called doorbell ditching. Nobody calls it ding-dong ditching.
Yeah, they do.
No, people do.
Yeah, they do.
What?
Yeah.
What's it called when you put a flaming bag of poop
no,
on
no,
someone's
no, no,
floor?
No,
oh, that was just called a Saturday night.
We do that shit. Dude, I got a story about that.
Was it human poop or dog poop?
No, it was human. So, no, here's the story. Here's the story. So my buddy.
Supposedly. Supposedly, right?
This might or might not have happened. I'm not sure. It's alleged.
Thank you.
But it's been a while. And so... He takes. Okay, I have to preface this.
How many times do we got to restart the story?
Oh, now again, because of your comment. So it was like 2 a.m. 2 a.m.
Are you sure it wasn't one?
A man's talking. 2 a.m. And my buddy's like, "Hey, I got to take a shit."
And we're like, no, bro, we got a plan. So I called my ex-girlfriend at 2 a.m. just to get a brown paper brown paper bag from her. She was pissed.
Wait, oh, is that a sex thing? I went over for a brown paper sack.
No, I was like, hey, girl, hey, can I get a, can I go?
More white.
So hold on. So we get the paper bag, and she goes, that's, you woke me up at 2 a.m. She goes, you woke me up at 2 a.m. for a paper bag. I'm like, it'll be worth it. And so he goes.
She held it while I put a shit in it.
No. So we gave my buddy the paper bag, and he goes where the dump. It was an apartment complex. He goes into the dumpsters, and he pitches the loaf into the bag.
He jumps in the dumpster.
Wait, why did he do that in the dumpsters?
You know those enclosures, like the cement enclosures around the dumpsters. So he goes, okay, so he couldn't be seen. He pitches the loaf into the bag.
That's decent.
Yeah. So we go over to this dude's.
Keep it classy.
Yeah. Keep it classy.
So yeah, no, you know, we gotta have some decorum. So.
Is this the Cho?
No, this is long.
Was this the Highlands?
No, this is in the Bay.
It might have been.
In the Bay.
So we go over to this dude's, it was a nice neighborhood, and we put the bag on the driveway, and it was one of those.
How did you know this person?
We didn't.
Oh, just a random?
Of course.
Oh, wow.
It's always random.
No.
Every print.
It always has to be random.
Targeted
by random.
Targeted hazing.
I mean, how many random people get their houses TP'd? Nobody.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
but cheating? They get this guy got a random shit on his driveway.
How many random cars do you throw eggs at?
None.
What?
Hold on.
This is Vaughn, by the way. Vaughn Zimmer. 100. 100% of the times you do it all the time. Rando cars.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's never someone you know.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's documented. It's out there somewhere. Colby's got it.
So we put the bag on the driveway. We lit it on fire. It was one of those nice driveways, not the regular. It was some kind of special stone.
Like a bricked one?
No, it was like some kind of special stone. I don't remember, but
pumice.
Like flagstone, slate?
Pumice?
Ooh, something like slate. It might have been slate or something.
Granite?
So we ring the doorbell. We run out. And he sees the flaming bag of shit on his driveway. He stamps it out. Just like in Billy Madison, right? Mm. He gets the shit on his foot where he's pissed, right? Well, okay, haha, funny, right? The next day we drive by and there's a fucking shit streak and mark on his driveway. It burned into his driveway.
Oh, man.
You sound like you were Norm from Billy Madison.
It was great.
I gotta say, I thought there was gonna be something different besides what obviously would have happened. Like, yeah. And then he had poop on his driveway. Like, hold the way!
I think it's there! He probably got on his shoe, too.
I wish George here, he got shit on his shoe on Friday. It was great. Oh, you guys never did that?
No.
And if I would have, it would have been dog shit because I don't think it's appropriate.
Human shit is always
worse.
And
it would have been targeted. I'm going to find someone I know so that when I see them, I'm like, ha, you got shit on your shoe.
Plus, if the guy, let's say the guy worked for CSI, he could pull the DNA from the poop and he'd get in trouble.
This was like before all that shit.
DNA was around then.
Yeah, come on.
No. It was post OJ but pre CSI, I think. It might have been right around there.
The new thing I think is taking like roadkill and dead animals and just putting them in people's driveways.
That's sick.
You have to pick it up though.
Really?
Yeah, you just like on
who the fuck
driving
does
on
that?
The freeway, see like a deer, throw it in the back of the truck.
That's
find somebody you don't like.
Yeah,
100%.
I mean, I'll shit in a bag all day, but that's too much.
Who's actually done that?
Yeah.
Really?
A lot. All
the time. Actually
done this? Name them out loud right now.
Of course, you don't do it.
They cannot be named.
Name them.
Okay, here's
I'm not
the most
sure it's even legal.
Scenario.
Whoever did that, you're an a-hole.
Let's say like they
don't do
they're
that.
Like, oh, there's a dead cat, right? I'm gonna pick it up. Then they go put it on the person's front yard. It's the people who own the cat. How fucked up is that?
I think that's kind of the point.
See that coming? See, that was a twist.
Yep.
That was a twist. That wasn't the obvious.
Here's the twist.
See, that's twist. How you tell a story.
Oh, and I don't know how to tell a story.
No, here it is. This is the best prank ever, right? Someone pisses you off. They're not at home. You sneak into their house, and you put a severed dead horse head in their
what
bed.
The fuck? Yeah.
And then when they get home, they pull it back, and they're like, what the fuck?
And then you get the movie part you wanted.
That was a movie. Damn it.
We have, Ferris Bueller style, you rig the horse head to the door, so when they open it, the horse head
drops.
Moves.
And then you have a tape that goes, yeah.
Where's that sound effect?
I don't have that one.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. There it is.
We're going to need more sound effects, because this is going to get old real quick.
No, that's the best one. It never gets old.
I got a dip in. It's on
like
now.
Make a dance hall up in here with the flames. Nice.
So you, what's wrong with you with the fucking roadkill?
I didn't do that.
Yeah,
that's just what that's what the kids are doing these
days. Let's go through real quick the indicators of a
serial killer. Number one, it's called the serial killer triangle. Number one, wetting the bed. Silence. Brandon, did he wet the bed as a kid? I'll take that as a yes.
All right,
number two is lighting things on fire.
Yep.
And yep. And teasing animals.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, what the?
You're going to say yes
torturing
to everything.
Animals.
Totally.
You're going to say yes to everything.
I just see you on your YouTube channel hitting the glass in front of those little fish.
Oh, that is the vouch. I took care of animals, actually.
You
have a YouTube channel to prove it.
That was just to torture them.
What do you mean? Leaves under you. All you wanted to make was money.
You're like, jump fish?
They may have been used for money, but I care for them.
See ya?
Roll,
like a zoo, damn zookeeper.
That's what a lot of people say about their victims. They care.
No,
for them.
It's that they like to play with dead animals, like in the movie Halloween when he's playing with all the dead.
What? See, you know this. I don't.
And you're the one who's playing with roadkill.
I ain't playing with roadkill.
You're playing with roadkill.
I'm associated with that activity.
No, you know you're a sociopath. That's
you're like
problem.
Tom Green.
Oh,
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
That's the Freddy got fingered,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Maddie got fingered,
dude. When he sucked on that cow's udder in the grocery store, that was one of the grossest things I've ever seen in my life.
You never hear about him no more.
You wonder why? He's
probably
dead.
Probably makes sense.
No.
Yeah.
He's probably pretty wealthy.
He was married to a hot chick.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Yes, she's not that hot.
She was hot.
For Tom Green.
That's a good pull.
That's true. For the moose humper.
Let me look up his net worth.
I don't know how any woman would ever be around that guy. He's creepy.
Yeah, he's Canadian, so it makes it a little more creepy.
Well, that's
so instead of ass, he'd say bum.
No, now he's a hot commodity because all these people want to be Canadian.
Snoop Dogg's going to Canada.
You marry him, you get your citizenship. Boom.
Hold up.
We know what you got to do.
Wait, Matt? That's Nate Dogg.
Yep.
You got to marry Tom Green.
But Nate Dogg was associated with Snoop Dogg.
I'm already a citizen.
Yeah, this is true.
Tom Green's worth $5
million. $5
million? $5
million. Jesus.
God. That's a lot.
Not bad.
That's
a lot for a really
for humping moose.
Movies.
Yeah, that's not bad. He was really good in Road Trip, though. Are you ready for the feeding?
Yeah, but
what'd you do? Kill a cheetah?
Everyone's good in
it's
that,
like,
though.
The best part. Oh, and he's feeding the snake with the mouse.
Oh, yeah.
He's all in the mouse crawling in the
mouth. Oh, that was so gross.
No.
He's really good at being gross.
Yep.
Oh, my God. So That's so gross.
Let's go back to, so pranks and cranks.
Yes.
Yep. I always knew it as prank calls. It was a crank call if you just dialed the number and you hung up before they answered.
But what about, were the Jerky Boys before your time?
They're right around there.
Crank yankers?
Yeah. I guess you're right. That's true. I didn't think about that one. But I always called it prank calls. You pranked them.
Don't type crank yankers into Google, FYI.
Or you're...
Yeah, don't space it.
Not at work, right? Yeah. Not at work.
Are those people that are strung out on dope and they're just yanking?
Oh, jeez. They're tweakers, usually.
Man, my mental web sense filter just kicked in.
The best...
Crank yankers.
The best crank yanker ever.
It's not even back and forth. It's just one out. It just never goes back in. Come on, baby. Yeah, here we go.
The best crank yankers.
Teeth as they pull out.
I'll tell you what, the best crank yanker ever was when they had the guy go, "Hey, is this the radio station?" The guy's like, "Yeah." "Do you got that song that goes buh, 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 buh?" The guy's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" He goes, "No, the song that goes buh, 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 buh." He goes, "I don't know what the fuck you're talking about." He hangs up on him. They always had that guy with the retarded voice. That was the best.
That was the best one?
No, the one they said.
That
guy
show sounds terrible.
That was
the worst.
I've heard these new crank calls because somehow I was looking at South Park sounds for, on YouTube. And I found these prank calls or crank calls where they'll call two pizza delivery places in India, and they'll put the phones together, and it's like this mass confusion because they're both trying to get an order out of each other.
We need to do this.
Let me see if I can find them. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, I got I got plenty to talk about.
I'm just envisioning extra large. No. Do you want an extra large? No.
Pepperoni. No.
You want 2-for-1 pizzas, and the other guy's like Pizza House, and they're like, "What would you like to order?" "No, you're going to order." And it goes back and forth. It's just crazy.
Yep.
So
Sorry for the accent. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, no, Trump's elected. We're good now.
It was
we're good. We're good. We're free to say what we want in America again.
What a transition right there, boys. What a transition.
He's been waiting, biting at the bit all
Hey, hold on. Did I not say on this show that Trump was coming?
Were you not crying about a week ago?
Sweating
losing. He's losing.
Hey, but he came through. He came in the end.
We had lunch election day, and you were quiet, keeping to yourself.
Well, because I don't want to be protested.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Well, you're not a Democrat.
It's true. Oh. You know, when Obama got elected, there were no protests? Weird.
No, there weren't.
No, there weren't.
Because he wasn't that... Never mind.
Yeah. I'm just reveling in it.
What
that's
it
all.
Is because Kyle's too lazy to protest that one.
All right, so here's a prank call: Domino's versus Pizza Hut. This is an American one.
Versus.
Do we want to try it and see how it goes?
Yeah.
All
right.
Off the cuff here. Off the cuff.
Sweet intro, bro.
Rocket League jam right here. Yeah, it is, dude.
That's an intro.
Every song.
It's not as good as ours.
It would be lame if it didn't pick up. It's a prank on us. We just got Rickrolled.
Yeah, can I place an order, please?
For delivery or for carryout?
Carryout.
This is a bad prank.
What's your name?
Robert.
Is this some guy ordering a pizza?
I would like a large pepperoni pizza. Large cheese pizza.
Where's the prank?
This is a terrible prank.
My friend would like a large pineapple pizza and breadsticks.
Are they calling
the breadsticks? I thought you said brass dicks.
Yeah. Oh, brass dicks would be a problem.
A side of brass dick, please.
Hello?
Is that me for carryout?
Yes. Did you hear my order?
Yeah, I have a large pepperoni, a large cheese.
Wait, can you hold up for a minute?
Oh, here goes.
Yep.
He's piping them in.
Can you hold on for a minute?
I think Kyle did this prank. This is amateur hour.
Yeah.
You guys, I have a large pepperoni, a large cheese,
said can
a
he
large
hold?
Sausage, a large pineapple, and an eight-piece breadstick.
Wait, hold on for a bit.
This is terrible.
Yeah. You gotta fast forward.
Okay, do you want to go ahead and continue with the order? What was that? Sorry, do you have me on speaker? No, the phone was acting like this. I don't know if it's this phone or your phone.
I don't
know. Have your name?
All right, you guys, I'm going to find better ones.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
it has potential, though.
No.
Let me find the one I was looking at.
You got to look for the
Literally, off the fly, we could do better than this.
Yeah.
That would be a crime in this state.
What? How is that a crime?
Oh, because we're not letting them know they're recorded? No.
We're not recording them.
You just can't use it. It's not illegal to record them. You just can't use it in court.
Can't
even record them?
No.
God. All right, moving the show to Nevada. Yeah, let's go, guys.
That's why they would do crank anchors in Nevada.
Boom. Pack it up. Let's go.
Seriously. If we got super rich, we could have our own studio anywhere we wanted to.
Boom. Come
on. Imagine having a studio in Vegas.
So we can go to Nevada.
Or anywhere, yeah.
Tahoe. As long as we can do prank calls.
Dude, I would have an office in a freaking storage unit.
Yeah.
We could arrange that. Sideshow Bob did it in The Simpsons.
Really?
Did you live in that storage unit?
So did Kramer and Seinfeld. Those are two you want to be associated with.
Speaking of The Simpsons, did you guys see that they actually predicted Trump?
Yeah. And the sign was so similar.
Did you see the map?
That was weird.
The map was right on.
Uh-oh. These are Cartman crank calls.
Oh, this is your boy.
How may I help?
Hey, Craig, your family get you that jacket at Walmart or Kmart?
What?
No, it's chaos, I mean, we would tell your parents to shop at nicer places, but your mom is so poor she can't even pay attention.
Calm one right there.
Good evening, Nevada Hotel.
How would you like to suck my balls?
Could you say it again, please?
I'm sorry. Actually, what I said was, how would you like to suck my balls?
You should leave with that on Tinder.
Pizza van.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
The steak for me.
Huh?
Takeaway.
Where do you
takeaway eat? Restaurants talking
I'm
to each other.
American Express Indian takeaway.
Sorry?
Indian takeaway.
Yeah, this is Indian takeaway, yeah?
I think someone's messing about.
Sorry?
You're putting my phone and your phone together.
He knows.
Right. Did you ring on takeaway or what?
Did you come from a nation of call centers? They probably should figure that out real quick.
Right, I don't know, man. Do you want to order anything or no?
Sorry?
Either you want to order anything or no?
No, I'm too buzzed on my dip right now.
It took a second for me to catch it.
Shut up, Carmen.
All right, that was it.
You can't even walk around a Walmart anymore without getting...
All right.
Wow. Good Lord. Well,
I did see a thing online. Trump is going to deny... special, like, I think they were called H-1 visas or something like that.
Fuck yeah.
Or H-1.
That also. He's killing them both.
I don't believe in losers. Special Olympics done.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know Arnold was the president.
Yeah, no,
that's next, according to The Simpsons.
Yeah. So he's denying the visas?
Yeah,
it's H-1B?
Yeah, H-1B. Yeah, he's going to deny it.
Isn't that the flu?
That's H-1N1.
Close enough. Close enough.
So what is that visa for?
It's for like call centers.
Oh.
So the big one that they're targeting is Disney. Disney just moved all their call center, most of their call centers to India.
Oh. Hello.
Weird. Weird. Point proven.
Hello.
So they to stop that trend, he was going to start denying the H-1B visas, whatever Kyle said.
H-1B? You know, it's very interesting.
Oh, time out, though. Why would you need a visa to move call centers to India? They're
I don't know.
India.
No, the H-1B visa works by bringing people over from other countries to work here. They're work visas.
Well, so we can move call centers to India still.
Yeah, but they're not going to allow people to come in like from other countries to work. And like, so a lot of companies will hire engineers from India and other places.
So what's he going to do for his hotels?
What do you mean?
All of his hotels
you really
are
think those
staffed by
they,
people that
no,
are Americans.
They don't have visas. Those are the other ones.
Those are the ones he's going to deport?
Exactly.
Okay.
There you go.
Hard-working Americans will be in those jobs, boys.
Those, yeah, they hard, love to do that.
Hard-working
well,
Americans
sorry.
Don't want that job.
Alabama showed us what happens when you do that.
What do you mean?
They kicked out. They had, like, draconian immigration laws. All the Mexicans were like, we're jumping ship. And then they had all these crops rotting on the vine because no one would pick them. They had to go get prisoners, bring prisoners.
That's
out.
A good. That's
and even then, they sucked at it.
Well, how hard is it to pick a piece of fruit?
It's very difficult.
Yes.
Oh, gee, I see one. Oh, let me grab it off the vine and shove it into a sack.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem very difficult to me. It's hard. Is it backbreaking work? Yes, but that's what prisoners are for.
You going
to
do it?
I'm not a prisoner.
Well, I'm just letting you know. They ain't going to do it either.
Oh, yes, they will.
We'll see.
Oh, trust me. I watched this documentary on Netflix, the Angola. It's called The Farm.
I went to Angola prison in Louisiana. I was there in person on the ground.
So was it – now, this was from the 90s, like this documentary. But those dudes, they would tend the farms and stuff.
So their warden was like renowned like with the prisoners. The prisoners loved him. But that prison is 100% self-reliant. They grow their own food. They make their own clothes.
Is it still operating today?
Yeah. Yes.
It's the biggest prison in America.
Really? It's pretty interesting.
Huh. It's huge. So that's what we should do.
It's huge.
Huge.
No, we should do that. That'd be great.
Wall.
And think about it. We have to pay them less than the illegals. They get like 4 cents an hour. That's perfect. I never thought of that. That's genius. Have the prisoners do. We got plenty
of socks
of them.
A week or what?
No, they'll do it for a pack of smokes, bro.
Pack of smokes?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Two soups.
Pack of smokes and a jar of lead.
One fleshlight.
What?
Oh, a fleshlight's probably worth like 5 packs of cigarettes.
Oh, no, dude. It's
more
probably worth
that,
a year's
man.
Salary.
More than
really?
That.
Oh, for sure, dude. They trade items. So they got like soups and all that fucked up shit. And that's how they.
How is soups fucked up? Yeah. I enjoy soup.
Do you know what they do for the soups?
I'm just saying. I enjoy soup. It's not
Keister
a fucked
them.
Up.
No. There are a lot of sexual favors go down for soups.
He's got to hold the bowl underneath. Right.
Soup's not even that good.
What? Hold on.
Hey,
he's
like,
what was
the chunkies with Donovan?
Soup's not that good. Sorry.
We need to hash this out.
Yeah.
How can you say soup is not that good? It's raining outside. It's a nice cold winter day.
I hate soup.
Campbell's, pull out the Campbell's.
You can't you don't like a soup on a nice cold
I mean,
day.
Soup's good, but it's low.
Dude, I would do a lot for a grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Thank you. On a rainy day.
Okay, what would you do for just a straight up tomato soup?
Not that much.
Exactly. What's the good portion of that meal?
Grilled cheese.
Exactly.
Oh, sourdough.
What about
a Campbell's chicken?
Yeah.
Campbell's chicken noodle. That's classic.
Yeah.
Or that
but you know what else is really good with that? Saltines.
So the saltines.
Dump a bunch of saltines in there.
You're right.
Yeah. Soup's okay.
What about the potato bacon cheddar soup? That's great.
I don't think they're getting that in prison.
Yeah, that's probably factual.
Panera's broccoli cheddar is pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now,
you know what else is good at Panera? Sandwiches.
Yeah. You know, the bread. All right.
Yeah, the bread.
Bagels.
Soups are good with other things.
Yeah,
it's not Panera's soup shop. It's Panera's bread shop.
Yeah, all exactly. Right.
Yeah, because, you know, soup to me is like salad. I don't like either. You know, you got to go for the main course. The soup is just...
That's what I'm saying.
Salad to me, it might as well just be a garnish.
Yeah.
That's
if
all
you
it
went
is.
To a fancy restaurant where you had to pay extra for salad, you wouldn't get
not
it.
Not a chance. You know who invented salad?
Homeless.
Poor people.
Poor
people. That's a fact. I hate salad.
Wait, how do poor people make it?
Yeah, how did they
can't
invent
afford
that?
It. Like,
poor people eat McDonald's.
Produce is not cheap.
Yeah. Dude, eating a salad tastes like a rabbit crapped in my mouth. I hate salad.
How many rabbits have crapped in
your
mouth? Well, not necessarily rabbits.
Have you ever had a salad?
Do I look like I had a salad?
Nope.
Do I look like I eat salads?
You need to have this.
Wow.
I'm just being real.
No.
This is real talk, bro. This is real talk.
There was one
delightful
time
salads.
I went to a Foster Freeze.
Yeah.
They had salad?
No way.
No.
Okay. Not on the
but, no. But I told the lady, I said, no vegetables, double bacon.
Fuck yeah.
And she goes, why no vegetables? I say, because vegetables kill people. And she goes, well, I'm vegetarian.
They do, though. I got E. coli and almost died from fucking vegetables,
he's a vegetarian.
Bro.
Whoa, what'd you do that for?
I mean, my peanut butter
food poisoning from broccoli, too.
See? What?
Raw broccoli.
Yep. See?
And it was at a training. I was in San Jose.
Why
at
are you eating raw broccoli?
Because you know they bring it in with the dip and stuff.
Put
right?
it in the hot water.
Oh.
That's how you make broccoli.
I was
that's
in a
nasty.
Hotel room shitting my brains out for 2 days. It was awesome.
See? And this goes to my point. Why vegetables are bad and salad is horrible. This is what happens to you. Let me tell you the story about the E. coli.
No, we've heard it.
Was it on the podcast?
Yeah, I think it was, actually. Yeah,
where I almost died?
Episode 14.
Leave a comment below.
I think it was 16.
Was it on there?
16?
So. Might have been.
Sounds
might have been.
Right, yeah.
Well, either way, I almost died from salad, from lettuce. Lettuce.
Dude, you've exposed like your entire medical history on this podcast.
Not everything.
The penis one was big.
The athlete's dick.
His dick.
No, it was crotch rot.
Crotch rot.
Something you'll never get.
I don't fucking crotch rot.
makes a good
you
story.
You want that? No,
I
doesn't.
I didn't want it at the time.
I wouldn't tell anyone I had that.
It wasn't funny then, but it's funny now.
I don't,
it's been 10
not.
Years.
It's not. She could put in his history, I've had crotch rot.
Yeah.
Just like, and it's Veterans Day. The veterans
just
in Vietnam.
Just like,
Oh.
We got crotch rot.
I got
Okinawa.
Stories about that.
Yep. You weren't even in Nam.
No, not
Nam. 42.
No, so, okay, so.
You were in a special group like an NA for crotch rot. Hi, my name's Bob, and I have crotch rot.
Gymnasium, yeah.
I'm Tim, and my dick itches.
No way, Tim, mine too, man.
We should itch each other.
Let's hug this out, bro.
That's called red vining.
I've been itch free for 6 days.
Nah, dude, that's
my name's Steve. I'm just here for the desserts.
Nah, bro. That shit took like a month to get rid of. That was the worst. It's all it is fungus.
Other than that, though, totes cool. Totes cool.
Nuclear holocaust. That's all it is.
No, it's just a fungus.
Other than that, though, it was just February.
Put that on your Tinder bio. Hey, babe. I got a little bit of dick itch. All this little fungus, but I'm still down to hook up.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little crotch rotch.
Yeah, no. Where do you think you get it from? That's
not
right.
From having wet underpants.
No, bro.
You
no?
The socks off.
He's like,
I think if you got wet
the
underpants,
love socks?
Dude, that's
how
you
might get it.
Yeah. You can't have wet underpants, dude.
Can't wear those too long.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that at the time.
Don't wear what?
You went like 7 days straight with the same undies?
What, you guys don't?
Oh,
yeah, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
No, just turn them inside out.
No, that was bad times.
Like a 2-2-1-1-1-1.
Nah, bro. It was rough times. But
it
like
was too many ones. 7 game series.
No, it was bad times though. But yeah.
I'm glad you survived it.
You know, I'm a better man for it.
That's now, what good. If you had the crotch rot and the E. coli at the same time?
Oh, jeez.
Actually, it was very close timeline.
Oh, man.
Really?
The worst year
so you're like shitting your brain.
I told you 20 sucked.
That led to the wet crotch, dude.
Dicks outside That's the toilet up. Ring while you're shitting your brain.
What the fuck?
Dude.
What?
I don't know what
he's saying. Oh, my God.
This devolved quickly.
You're leaning real far forward.
This devolves really quickly. See what happens. Aren't you happy I'm here?
Yeah.
Aren't you happy I'm here? This is what happens.
I'm just saying to get both at the same time.
No, it was a very... I told you 20 sucked. 20 was a horrible year of my life.
Damn.
You'll find out. 21.
21 was better, though.
21 was better.
Good.
21 was all right. 20 was just a...
How old were you when your buddy hooked up with a tranny?
Well, Matt...
20...
Oh, yes!
Oh, you guys wish.
Yeah. Were you guys flicking
How old was I a week ago?
What the... Yeah. Rub them together.
Yeah. God, that's...
What the fuck is flicking?
That's too bad.
They can get a surgery to get rid of their Adam apple, too, so you got to watch out.
Yeah, they're getting more cunning.
And they go to Thailand to get the surgery because it's really cheap.
Yeah, I got to save that money.
Speaking of surgery, did you see in China where the guy, they're putting the ear on the guy's forearm?
Why?
And then they're going to cut it off and then put it back on his head.
Why?
He lost his ear in like a DUI or some kind of car accident. So they built like an ear out of like a rib or some cartilage. And then they put it in a water-based skin and attached it to his forearm. And the ear's growing on his forearm.
That's
nope.
Now they're going to chop it off and put it on his ear.
I saw that one. I saw the mice one. That was pretty cool.
Terrifying.
That was creepy as fuck with the ear on it.
Wait, yeah, there was a mouse with the ear?
So he puts the earbuds on his arm or what?
You're an idiot.
So you guys want to go back to trannies real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Always.
I got a tranny story.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to protest us for this.
Yeah, I know.
It's not that bad.
No, 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 it's not bad. Yeah. She was an independent woman.
I-N-D-E-P-E. Yeah.
So I worked at a club. And it was a real club. It was a nightclub. And we had a handy person. Who
Like a handyman?
Well, she was a handyman.
Handy capable?
She's handy woman.
She was a Vietnam veteran. She was very independent. She didn't have a lot of money. But she worked here as a handy person. Mm-hmm. And she would be up like working on the ladder, like wearing skirts and stuff.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But here the best story. Okay, she lived in up in the hills in a barn. Because she didn't have a lot of money. Like someone let her live in a barn.
I like where this is going.
She was driving down to work. She had this awesome, like, cool, like, 70s-looking van. You know, like the Mystery Machine?
Yeah.
Rape van?
The cool ones?
Sodomy van?
No.
Scooby-Doo van.
No, Scooby, the stoner van with the round
bubble
windows.
Oh, the back
windows.
Yeah, okay.
Like, yeah, we're talking, like, straight out of, like, 70s.
Yeah.
And she hit a possum. So she pulled over, right? And she's like, what goes out? And this thing's still alive. So she pulls her framing hammer out, takes the claw, hits it in the hand, kills it.
I like it. She going to leave it on someone's doorstep?
Throws it in the van, brings it to work, guts it, and cooks it, and eats it for dinner.
Are you fucking serious?
I am fucking serious. That's hardcore.
Hell yeah.
That's the kind of tranny that you want to hook up with in an apocalypse. I'm telling you.
Some Walking Dead shit.
That is Walking Dead shit.
Jesus.
She could be the next Grimes. She'd probably kick Grimes' ass.
Guys, there's no... Oh, my God.
Well, come on, guys.
Awesome.
She would kick Grimes' ass.
Ken, give me
Grimes
the keys. I'm leaving, dude. How much time we got left? Not enough for me to destroy you on that argument.
As much as you need.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead. Do it.
So that's my
tiny
story.
Get him. You know you want to.
Grimes is kind of just a trainee, right?
No. Fuck you.
You got a bromance?
He's full man, but...
What?
Grimes?
You got a bromance with the Grimes?
Fuck you.
Move on. Keep it real. We know that Rick Grimes, as badass as you think he is...
There's no sauce. Think.
All right, let's go around the table. Everyone's most badass character from Walking Dead, starting with the Gom.
Most badass... who was Daryl's brother?
Rick Grimes.
No,
the racist dude that died
who
on the roof.
Cuts his arm. No, he doesn't die. Remember, he cuts his own hand.
Yeah, who was that dude?
He cuts his own hand.
What was his name?
But not on the roof.
No.
Merle.
Merle. Merle. Yeah. Merle was pretty badass. He cut his own hand off with a hacksaw. Come
so
on.
Did, so did that hippie in that fucking movie where he got caught in a rock.
26 hours?
Yeah.
That was a decent movie.
That oh was a... What an idiot. Who goes rock climbing anyway?
James Franco.
By themselves.
Yeah, what a tard.
Well, hey, you know what? Hey, let's just go to the next... Hey, so far we're 0 for 1 so far. Let's go to the next person. We're 0 for 1 so far.
Go ahead, Shook.
Go ahead, Shook.
Daryl for sure.
Incorrect. Go to the next person. That's 0 for 2.
Michonne will fucking follow.
0 for 3. Go to the next person.
How can you...
Go ahead.
No, you're wrong.
I'm not, but go to the next person. How? Factually incorrect.
How did, she has a sword. What does Rick have?
A Colt, whatever weapon that is.
Sword magnum. She's like a ninja. Bam, 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 bam. All 6 shots gone and comes up with you with a sword. You're fucking dead.
And then she could also see her zombies that are on leashes.
Yep, that was pretty badass, bro.
Zombies.
Rick misses with 6 bullets and sweet talks his way into that bed. And immediately
so
does the nasty.
He's laying the pipe, giving her the pipe.
So he missed with Michonne?
Yeah.
0 for 3 so far, boys.
Okay,
go ahead to the next. Sorry about that, internet. But go ahead to the next.
Badass.
0 for 3. 0 for 3.
He conked.
Incorrect. Go to the next. Go to the next.
No. It's not Negan.
Negan made Rick a bitch.
Lucille made Rick a bitch.
Wait, when did Negan make Rick a bitch?
He bent him over and said, I'm taking your boy Daryl. I'm going to smash this dude's face in. I'm going to smash that dude's face in.
Are you from the Bronx all of a sudden?
Smash
Forget
his face
about
in.
It.
Yeah.
We're going to go get Philly's cheesesteaks right
baseball
after.
Bat named Lucille, you're from the East Coast.
Yeah, he is an
it's
East Coast.
It's not a West Coast style.
That's true. This should have been like Black Betty or something like that. Should have been the name of the bat.
Bam, no, bam. That's incorrect. Also false. Go to the next person. What's the next person? You guys have brought 0 things to this. I don't even.
King Zeke.
He got a tiger.
Fucking tiger.
Got a tiger.
Wait, which
that's
one
pretty
Zeke?
Impressive.
Ezekiel, he was shown last week, I think.
Is
he got a tiger.
Ginger?
Don't spoil it.
No. He's a black guy with dreads.
Ginger's no more.
Oh, Ginger died?
Got his head smashed in by Lucille.
Is it
Negan.
Just me? Is everyone here happy Glenn is dead?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Geez,
I'm glad Glenn's
yet,
dead.
Dude.
I'm
I thought Glenn survived
that's
under the dumpster.
That's actually kind
no,
of
that
a
was last,
that was last year.
Oh, he died again?
That was a great episode.
Took a baseball bat that he has called Lucille that's wrapped in barbed wire and just bam, right on top of his head a bunch of times.
Damn, I don't know who Negan is. I've watched
it. I got to catch up, but I know he's
I
dead.
I would say, okay, so mine is the old black dude with the bow staff.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Morgan. Morgan's cool.
Yep.
He's kind of badass.
Morgan.
Yeah. He's
he saves Rick.
Again, okay.
Yeah, but Rick
also,
saved him first.
Also, who saved Morgan?
Rick.
The captain.
That was in the past.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about now.
He saved him twice.
Michonne. Oh, well,
the whole
my crew
gosh.
No.
So,
yep.
No. Michonne ate his candy bar.
Mouse. Yeah.
That was a goofball move.
He saved him twice. Rick saved Morgan twice.
Yeah.
That was then. This is now. And now Morgan saves
him.
Have
you seen Rick's
Morgan,
beard?
Morgan was upset when he had his little boy. And the mom was a zombie.
Morgan saved him with that. Yeah.
Rick saved him. Rick saved Morgan because Morgan didn't want to leave the house. He wanted to stay by his wife.
I'm just saying, Morgan is a badass with a boa staff.
Then, remember when
was
Morgan
it Donatello had that?
That he was all in the armor
the
with the trapped up city. Rick saves him there too. He gives him the map that says Morgan.
See, Donatello's the shit.
This is where we're going.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
All right, so do you guys think the show could go on without Grimes?
Fuck yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
This was like Game of Thrones.
He's just the next. He's Joffrey.
The main character
in
Game of Thrones has never died.
Ned Stark.
All of them die.
He was never the main character.
Oh, what is King of the North?
Dude, when Ned Stark died, I thought Game of Thrones was over.
How many episodes in did he die?
The first one
was
the
first season.
The first season.
The first season. He was hardly on it. He's never the main
character. Oh, they still reference him though.
A lot of big characters have died.
They still reference him.
The Red Wedding.
Walking Dead is about Rick Grimes.
No
if
way.
If Rick Grimes died, that show would just be
terrible. Those people would be way better
There's
off.
No chance.
They would actually survive.
There's no chance.
And
no. Okay, everyone else is still alive. Just whatever. They got really lucky.
No, we're just going to go to the prison and we're going to hang out here instead of Rick's dumb idea of leaving the fucking prison.
I would have hung out in the prison.
He didn't want to leave the fucking prison.
He
the
left
governor
the
took it over with a fucking
that.
Tank.
They
See?
Had a tank.
He should have made peace with the governor.
You know who beat a tank in a gun battle? Rick Grimes.
You couldn't.
Yeah.
The governor was crazy. There's no way you could have
no.
sided with that dude.
No.
Yeah, he was
well, you
crazy.
Take him out. You send Michonne in there with a little... Zombie.
She
exactly.
Hey, you know what? You know.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? She had her chance. You know
and
who had to do the deed daughter. At the end? Rick Grimes.
Didn't she kill his daughter too?
Yeah.
The half zombie baby.
A, no, full zombie, but doesn't count. Like
was,
you don't get
the governor's daughter was playing points. In the dirt, and she uncovered the zombie.
Huh? Have they had a zombie baby yet?
Yeah, I think
bed?
So.
She was playing in the clay.
Yeah.
And what, the one really? Lady
Rick's daughter.
The
She's not a zombie baby.
She was.
Yeah, she was.
They killed her already.
They killed her.
No way. It was a baby that was a zombie?
Isn't that fucked up?
When his wife died?
Hold on, I'm Googling
that. No!
Baby.
They still have that kid.
They still have the daughter.
No, the second one.
There was a zombie baby.
No. The one little girl killed her sister.
But like a baby.
That wasn't a zombie baby,
though.
Those
are crazy kids.
The whole time they're walking out last season with the blood over their thing and they had to put the baby
on. Yeah.
That was the one from the prison?
Yeah.
I thought there was a zombie baby.
No, no.
Oh, you know what that is? That's Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead,
I want zombie babies.
What?
Bring on the zombie babies.
Why the fuck would you want that hellspawn?
Oh, you know what? They say something, seven crazy theories about Maggie's baby.
Oh. Maggie zombie?
Oh.
We'll see.
Well, here's
Has she had a baby yet?
No, but she's pregnant.
With the dead dude's baby?
Glenn's,
Bastard child.
Yeah.
Well, since it's a,
Yeah, they get,
well, were they married?
They got married.
Oh, okay, they got married. Yep.
The dad married him.
No.
I didn't like that guy.
But have you not noticed
that? Oh, wait, here's the fucked up idea. And I wonder if they're going to do it. What if the baby dies like inside her and turns into a zombie in her body?
And then eats her from the inside out.
That would be
it's like that Doritos
really
commercial. The dad in the room is with the Doritos and the baby's moving. And then the wife throws the Dorito bag and the baby goes,
oh, dude, the number one.
What?
Why is nobody tweeting about Maggie's zombie fetus eating her from the inside out? Just read it on the internet.
Yeah.
You heard it first.
On the MBD show.
You know who could take care of that zombie baby?
Rick.
Rick Grimes.
Da-na-na. Na-na-na.
Now, Rick Grimes can also perform abortions.
Actually, Carol would have to take care of.
He doesn't.
No problem killing.
He doesn't.
No problem. Oh, there's one better than Rick right there, Carol. Carol will make you cookies and gouge your eyes out at the exact same moment in time.
My gosh.
But was it not Maggie that killed Rick's wife to save their baby? Remember in the prison?
No, that was Carl.
Carl.
Crazy
Carl. Did any of you guys hate Carl's hair when it was long?
It's so long.
I fucking hate it.
What are you talking about? Justin Bieber.
That kid streams on Twitch?
Cool.
He does. Carl's gotten like 30 years older, but the baby's gotten like
same age.
What a dweeb. He should play League like a man.
Needs a fucking haircut's what he needs.
Yeah,
Justin Bieber.
He's an actor.
Carl and Justin
Bieber,
one of the same.
He's told what to do. He has no choice.
Well, I'm going
to
tell him to get a damn haircut.
Still get stylish haircuts in the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, no, fuck that. Ain't no one wearing no makeup.
This one says even Maggie's unborn child hates her new haircut.
It was his ex-girlfriend.
She got that fade.
It was his ex-girlfriend.
You know, in an apocalypse, you're not getting style points.
You can't have long hair because the zombies will grab it.
You gotta bick it. You gotta bick your hair.
I don't know about that.
It's like NFL rules. Mm-hmm. It's outside the helmet. It's part of the jersey.
Hair's fair game.
Yep. So
why is Rick the best to you, Vaughn? What makes him the best?
He bit a dude's wiener.
Style?
That is never cool.
So did Matt, but we don't compliment him.
No teeth, Matt. No.
I'm ripping a fucking dick.
I'm trying to find it. Damn, I wasn't ready for that one. Sorry, it was late.
Yeah. That's like Matt, though.
You're going to say something, you're just going to sit here and look
That's
stupid.
Completely. That was just a completely false statement.
Why?
I've never been a dick.
What did you say?
I'm sorry. Actually, what I said was, how would you like to suck my balls?
Horse fucker. Great movie. Big great floppy movie. Donkey dick. Great movie.
Oh, my God.
He's got long hair. He's got a beard. He's got a gun. He punched people in the face. He killed a man in front of his kid. He prevents humans from going off cliffs.
Fucks Michonne in front of his kid.
What?
Yeah.
They have done it in front of him. That was weird.
That was
weird.
And he also tends crops. That's weird, too.
But yeah, he was into that after I think he killed a tank with his bare hands.
Hey, but samurai.
So he needed
samurais did grow flowers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But Negan just totally made him go into bitch mode.
It's one episode.
It's literally been one Walking Dead hour since that's happened.
And he's a bitch.
He got a hatchet from 100 zombies on his own, unarmed, with long hair and a stylish beard.
Wasn't the hatchet on the roof?
Yeah.
Zombies don't climb very well.
Oh, my God.
No, they can. On top of each other.
No, they can't.
On top of each other.
No, they don't climb. They
pile. That's World War Z zombies.
Yeah, that's piling, not climbing.
You know, the scariest zombies are the 28 days later zombies.
They're the fastest ones.
No.
So, boys,
what was Will Smith's one?
I am Legend.
Those fuckers.
No,
those guys weren't zombies.
There's two kinds of zombies.
Gom, what's up?
There's walkers, and then there's angry cannibals.
and the angry cannibals are
always
the
freaky
most scary
ones. Yeah.
28 days later, angry cannibals.
Yeah,
those
are
the Dawn of the Dead walkers.
To be a cannibal.
Well, not the new Dawn of the Dead. Those guys could run.
That's true, but no, like Walking Dead. Is
those are walkers. Those are walkers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those aren't scary.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't understand how they.
No, those are pretty spooky.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Like if you grab one, its skin kind of just turns.
Oh, wait, that's not a zombie.
What was that?
It's a beer zombie.
Yeah. Those are a little spooky.
They got to have gas. I mean.
Yeah. They're rotting from the inside out.
Yeah, think about it. They got gas, but no.
I don't think they have intestines.
All I need is one of these nice little candles here, and boom, I eliminated the zombie
problem.
Okay,
here's the problem with the Walking Dead zombies, why they're not scary. I could sidestep those motherfuckers.
Thank you.
Oh, here he comes. Oh, let me walk to the right. I guess he can't bite me.
Have you not heard of a flamethrower?
Boom. Remember, you can't move
all of them.
Have you heard about gasoline running out in your flamethrower?
I have like 15 backpacks lined up. I just boom, swap, hot swap.
What about when the zombies come from behind you?
I got team in the back with flamethrowers. 360 flamethrowers. I just
four
of them.
Oh,
boom,
so I'm really good because I have 80 other human beings surrounding me.
Just
right
saying.
Now.
We eliminated the zombie apocalypse and we don't need Rick Grimes anymore. Little punk bitch.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's fair to say that Rick Grimes is badass.
Oh, no.
We can all agree that.
Yeah.
Jugglers out.
What?
The juggler out. Remember right on the side. Like, where's that
juggler? Yeah. What, kick the ass of a clown?
Juggler. Trusty jugglers. Like,
hey, what was the office when he does the juggling routine?
Oh, that's sweet.
Inspirational with, juggling.
Yes. He bit a guy on the neck.
Right at your face.
Nobody ripped his skin out, remember?
Yeah, he bit him in the neck.
Yeah, and then he bit the dude's wiener when Carl was going to get molested.
He's done a lot of stuff for the greater good.
Who's got time to molest anybody in this show?
These guys are trying
to molest Carl. A lot of people, somehow.
Well, when civilization goes down, there's a lot of raping.
Rick was on his knees, and he just went, ow!
So your boy is a penis muncher.
No, no,
no. Oh. fact, but I mean, guess who's still alive, boys?
Penis muncher.
Jesus. Oh my God!
Yeah, that's pretty. That
you guys are grasping at straws right now.
He's grasping penises in his mouth.
But his son didn't get molested.
Yeah,
that's,
so
that's
technically a
Instead
net gain.
He did.
No.
Yeah.
He's.
There
oh my God!
He was doing the molesting.
There was penile contact.
Ooh! If you try that on Rick Grimes, my goodness, you'd be a dead man. Don't even think
he
about
has six
it.
Shots. All I got
Rick Grimes is so badass. If you tried to bite his penis, he'd get a hard on. Shoot it through the back of your head. You fucking
exactly.
Bad.
Yeah.
He's that badass. He's like the Chuck Norris of fucking Zombieland.
If you think about it, he's sort of like Clint Eastwood. How many shows have you seen where the main character carries a .44 Mag?
Mm-hmm. He carries the least practical weapon in the zombie wasteland and
wait,
still
on.
Wrecks.
I got one for you. John Wick and Rick Grimes get into a fight. Who walks out?
Who?
John Wick and Rick Grimes.
Neither, because the world would blow up as soon as they enter the same room.
John
Rick Grimes, though, by the way. Grimes, baby.
Are you kidding? John Wick.
No, I'm not.
John Wick has a whole arsenal. Shotgun, handgun, AR.
He's a good man.
Fucking people up. And
he's
he has
a, nice
a dog.
Man.
And
Rick
he's got a phone booth that can take him back in time.
I have trouble. I have trouble with. I got trouble with the whole John Wick thing. You want to know why? One word
Long
or two
hair.
Words. I'm sorry.
Long hair.
No, The Replacements. He was Joe Falco. He can't be the fucking John Wick. Doesn't work out. Yeah, the verdict has been ran. I mean, he was
torpedoes away.
Shane.
Shane Falco.
Yeah.
My mistake. Did you have never correct me ever again? Never correct me.
What was the bad guy's name?
We knew what we were talking about.
The main quarterback. What was
John
his name?
McDirt?
No, it was
Dennis McScuffy.
No,
Julie McGillicuddy.
Making up names now.
Tomfoolery.
No. Yoshi McGovern.
Yeah,
Yoshi McGovern.
No.
I'm gonna look it up. Who was the
Ladarius?
The guy he
read. Yes.
I was going to say Ladarius McMackintosh.
Oh, shit.
That's fucking complicated.
Dude, that guy can take it to the fucking hoop.
Ladarius McMackintosh. Yeah.
That's like if LeBron James and fucking, Larry Bird had a baby.
There are some
beast of a ball player right there.
Hell yeah.
There are some crazy names out there.
Silkiest jumper. Silkiest, smoothest jumper.
Crazy names.
Would everyone agree that was a great movie, though?
No, it was a good one.
What, John
the
Wick?
Replacements?
It's all right.
No, John Wick, I hate that movie.
Wow. Oh, that's fight words at this table.
That movie sucks.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see it?
Of course I saw it. All he does is shoot people.
All he does?
That's all he does.
He drives a banging car.
That's true.
He's got a stylish suit.
You know, you know who else does?
A nice beard. He,
James Bond does, too.
Does he have some
okay, those are good movies,
combat.
Too.
Mm, yeah, a little bit. And he's the effing boogeyman.
Yeah.
Effing?
Yeah. Fucking.
Oh, okay.
Effing boogeyman.
You mess with the boogeyman.
That was the funnest boogeyman.
Mm. Mm, maybe. He could be. It all depends on your perspective.
No. John Wick?
Plus, I still need to see that movie.
Plus, have you seen his new dog in the trailer for number 2?
The Pitbull?
It looks badass. Yeah.
That movie sucks. I'm just saying.
It's going to be a dogfighting movie now?
No.
no, that's with Michael Vick.
Oh.
His pup gets killed in the first one. That's what makes him go ape shit.
Oh, yeah, because it got stolen or something, right?
No, they kill it.
They break into his house.
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
Fucking Russians.
Don't mess with people's dogs, folks.
Putin.
Don't do it.
It's cool. We're friends with them now, right?
Yeah.
With Putin?
Shook, what's happening on Tinder? Nothing. Did you get anything?
I did get a message while we were.
Oh, we got a
message. You can read it out loud if you want.
Let's see.
I'm talking about
live conversation. I didn't send this message, but it said.
Well, hold on. Hold on.
So you technically said nothing.
No, well, I sent it off of my account, but this was Ken talking to me.
Oh.
So he can't. He doesn't have
she
enough.
She replied. It was like, "Oh, you're gonna stop by this place," and so she's
what
like,
"Place?
I don't want to disclose the place she's stopping by."
I don't remember this.
The podcast place.
Yeah,
the
podcast. So no, she said.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She said no. ... Leaving tonight after work, and I'll be there for competition until 10 p.m. on Sunday. Like, who gives a shit?
What kind of competition?
What kind of competition?
This is a man. Because you're into bodybuilding.
What is she doing?
What
is she doing? What's her competition?
I think gymnastics.
This is an excuse for her not to have to...
No,
time out.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, hold on. Yes, what's up?
She's a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
Flexible, baby.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's a
that would
game.
Be if she didn't
no.
just come up with an excuse
yeah.
to
you
not
me,
talk
you
to
prove
him
it.
All weekend.
I have
a three-day competition in Oroville.
This
like,
girl
that's
said,
not a real
the
thing.
The Olympic capital
yeah,
of the world.
Hold on. Didn't know that Oroville's got a huge gymnastic
I didn't
following?
Know. That's where they that's
really?
Where they go.
I know no, they got
I
a big medal.
Training.
It also has the highest per capita sexual offenders, too.
And meth users.
Why did you point at the gum?
Why am I a sexual offender? What the fuck
this
was that?
Podcast.
That is the way
they
the lights hit
point.
Your face right now. You got some long shadows going on right here.
No,
like
I wanted
just...
to tell Cougar because he thinks that she's not into me.
She's not.
This girl sent a message. It's the craziest one I've been sent. She said, you're like the definition of a well-rounded, perfect guy.
That I want nothing to do with.
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
You're the perfect definition of a well-rounded, perfect guy that I can be friends with.
Yeah. No.
You got friend zoned on the first
Tinder.
Text message.
This is
go
Tinder.
Get some stamps
wait, but what
later?
Was that a response to? Did
she
you
just
send her like
that
your...
That was her opening
you know,
line.
You know,
but how
does
she know?
Because she saw my profile. Like,
copy, paste.
Profile
she, here, here's what happened. Wow. She read your profile and something clicked off in her mind saying, I want nothing to do with this
can
penis.
You read your profile for us? I've never heard it.
I never have either, I don't
oh,
think.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Not only that, can you please play your profile song?
Whoa, what is this, MySpace?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, Shook. You read it, then I'll describe the picture that you're working with to the world.
Okay.
All right, so this is my profile.
Say it in a sexy voice.
This
too.
Is the opening line. Are you looking for an adventure? You should probably look elsewhere.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
That's 12.
He's just setting the expectations low. Yeah. Keep going.
And so, and then,
I like
and
it.
Then
prepare
I
to be disappointed.
And then I did steal this line from Vaughn.
Solid. Mm-hmm.
I was gonna write more, but I think I'm running out of.
Yeah, that's quality.
That's a good
and
one.
And then the
that's
the
a good one.
And then the anthem. I'll play it here.
Wait, what?
Wait, that's your whole bio.
You're well rounded from that.
Little Bobby Light.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
This is a disaster.
Are you kidding me?
We're curious. How come you have not hooked up with anybody yet?
And wait, and how did she get a well-rounded
dude
out of that?
Hold on. What's your picture look like? Let me
she
see your picture
knew
right
because
here.
He likes
so this picture right
Bobby
here,
Light
right?
And
no,
the Chunky
no, no,
Brothers.
No.
This is old picture, by the way.
This is a
pretty old.
A brand new picture just taken.
That's
why is this a picture of me on your Tinder profile?
This picture.
I'm going to put you on there.
Have you guys ever seen a picture of like a younger... I don't want to say burn DiCaprio.
Victim? Oh, no way.
But he's gonna.
Don't build up his confidence.
No, no,
like
no,
that.
No, no. That's why I said, like, you've seen that before, right?
Yeah.
A prepubescent DiCaprio?
Like,
no,
like wait, what? Like, on, wait. I thought we were going to go with the What's Eating Gilbert.
Yeah, that's how I was going.
No, it's like
imagine the gas tank.
It's like the equivalent is if you took just a sack of brown sugar and just dumped it on top of Matthew Broderick and then just put a picture of Shook right there. And that's all it is.
Right
that's
there?
All it is. Okay. I think you're in front of cabinets. I don't know why.
It's in the kitchen. Why good lighting.
Are you leaning over?
There's really good lighting in that spot.
On the floor?
I'm holding my phone for a selfie.
But why are you leaning forward?
Because he wants to lean in.
No,
he looks like
I
an
was
idiot.
Holding my phone like this. Yeah.
Did you cut a slit in your eyebrows, too?
No.
You did, dude.
I did not
cut a slit. You cut a slit right in your eyebrow right here.
What is he, vanilla ice?
No kidding. What'd you do that? Look at that.
Word to your mother.
Look at that left eyebrow.
No, there's a total slit there.
That was a slit.
No. Let me see that, bro. Let me see that, bro.
There's a slit.
Aerodynamics.
Are you kidding me?
There's no slit cut. There is on accident.
Oh, no.
You have one excuse for this. Do you have a unibrow?
No,
I do,
I
but I
unibrow.
Shave it. Do you?
I do grow
okay.
Like, in the middle. Yeah,
I get you.
When you have
I've
thick
been
eyebrows,
there.
It's
been
like
there.
Hard to manage.
You get a
for
pardon
me.
From me. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there.
It's a European thing.
No, I've been there. You can't just say it's a European thing. It doesn't work like
that's
that.
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing, bro.
When you got thick eyebrows, you got to comb the damn
There's
thing.
There's only one guy
part.
Called the brow.
I'm looking at his profile
right now.
It's
the bra.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe you can explain that a little better than I did.
So he's got a picture with him and guns, but that...
You call them guns?
No.
He has multiple profile pics.
You can well, put you can put
see.
Like eight
Wait,
or something.
Wait, was I looking at the first one that pops up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one.
Okay.
He's got a picture of him trying to get some gains. Some really stupid looking watch. Better to...
What?
I can't even do this.
That's, that's Instagram, no. Dude. You're not even on the right thing.
He's taking a couple days.
That one.
Oh my! Who
what
is
that,
that
one?
This is not even you.
What is that
is it
one?
It's a picture of me. It's a picture of me, isn't it?
Why did you put a picture of Brady Quinn on here?
Let me see. I'm curious.
Definitely more successful with the ladies. Not so much for quarterbacking, but
dude,
you gotta be kidding me. Why would you put a picture of another dude on there?
These poor what girls. The it's like they're going to Backpage to find a hooker.
No wonder why you're well rounded.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know what picture.
This is the one you lived in the deadlift.
Oh, what's
that's
wrong with
not
that?
You.
That's
that
not
pulls
you.
The bitches.
That's not you.
Oh, it's me. You put a filter on there. Turn up the.
to turn up the veins?
Yeah. The sharpness. Turn up the sharpness. You're going to get some definition out of that.
But you specifically look at the girls' pictures, and when they have too many filters, you knock them for it. So you
no, I don't.
You're a hypocrite.
Yeah, you when you said no. Guns, I thought you meant his arms, but no, it's actually a gun.
It's actually a yeah. Picture of rifles.
Yeah, it looks like a tar. Doesn't even know how to handle it.
No, I got a compliment on that picture actually
from who the NRA
yeah. No.
Donald Huge
the NRA right swiped him.
They're like this is the kind of young man we need to lead
these tiny hands.
Handling guns, this is how he plans to shoot his rifle.
Here you go.
That's his stance. That was his stance when we asked him to show how he's going to shoot his rifle.
So
you look like you're I'll taking a massive
else.
Shit.
I'll have someone else maybe describe
it's a
it.
Deadlift, man.
How much was the weight? Was that
300?
But
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good for
the Shook claims that he's right hand dominant, but he's left handed. He's right eye dominant. Sorry, but he's left hand dominant. So he shoots across his body.
What the fuck?
It just doesn't look right.
You even shoot weird.
Remember
I do.
When he was taking the picture showing?
Oh yeah, looks like
room, it. How he was going
to
shoot.
Yeah. The bitch broom?
It was attached to the wall. I couldn't get it off.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can't get off.
We do. You haven't shot yet, right?
No.
No.
Right. Thank God.
We'll
that's what Justin's
saying. How were you able to tell?
Wait, who's Stinker My Girl? They just texted and said, sup?
Whoa!
Sup?
Stinker My Girl?
Yeah. Whoa.
Stinker My Girl. That's her name?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is that your phone?
Yeah, that's my phone.
Oh. What? Hold
what?
On. Hold on.
Matt's phone.
Hold on. Stinker?
Yeah.
That's the nickname?
That's a nickname.
Yeah.
You can't go for something more like Boo or What's Up, Girl?
No, those are original.
Stinker?
Those are
not
original.
Bad. That's a good one.
You know what's good about
it's
that one? Oh, wait. Am I auto-playing?
Oh, what
hold
was that
on.
Song?
It's auto-playing garbage.
No.
Standby. So, I forgot what I was going to say. Probably a benefit
guns.
To everybody.
Yeah.
Usually it is.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the stinker thing. I'm not letting this go. What's the genesis of Stinker?
Inside joke, probably.
No, nothing really. We just said that one time. I don't know. I forget the whole story.
You know, sometimes you'd be like, man, you're a Stinker.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said that to my wife.
I don't think it, like she farted on him or anything.
That's kind of where I was going. Okay.
No, that would be kind of gross.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't bring that up again, actually.
That's when you just throw – you play that a little closer to the vest.
Yeah.
Well, there was a time I was watching Swamp People, and they were trying to catch an alligator called the Rougarou.
What?
And so sometimes I call Tiffany Rougs. Like, I'm trying to catch this, like – 10 foot long alligator.
And during Rougarou intercourse, he goes, shoot it! Shoot it!
Shoot him, Clint! Shoot him!
Shoot him, Clint! Shoot him!
Ah, my eye!
It's a tree, taker!
Well, there's only about a quarter size dead spot right on the top of the head.
Jesus Christ.
Dime size in your world.
That's funny.
Hey, it's not my fault that I'm deadly accurate.
Jesus Christ.
The best,
well, we'll see you guys later.
The
best is when
your rifle's not working, you switch to the pistol. You do it from the short stack.
To, to be fair, the rifle doesn't work because that motherfucker's been in the bottom of the boat and it's rusted shut.
It's crotch rot. Fuck yeah.
Grab the other gun, Clint.
I got to meet one of the swamp people in person.
Really?
Yeah. So you know the dude that doesn't wear underwear in his overalls?
Nope. Yes. I don't know anything about that guy.
The dude with the long hair. You know who he is. Got the dog.
Yeah. He's got the military guys. Is right.
Yeah.
Hand.
Yeah. So
I can't remember his name.
He's brothers with the other dude.
He's
Kleber. Kleber.
Oh, okay.
And then their son, who was on the show, was the one that took us on a tour of their alligator farm in Louisiana.
That's badass.
T-Mike.
Oh, T-Mike.
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 And it was so funny because, like, we're on this tour, and it's just our group. Like, there's, like, seven of us. And then, like, this toothless chick. Yeah. And the toothless chick apparently had a huge crush on the T-Mike because she goes on this tour weekly.
Wow.
What?
And
is it a free ride?
No. Well, I hope not. He could probably pull better than that. He's on a show. Come on.
Yeah.
He does live in the middle of a swamp, though.
And kinda literally narrows things down a bit.
You know how you find find his house? You go past the snowball fucking stand, make a right, and that's where his farm was. But anyway, we're there. He pulls a giant gator out of the water.
His pants.
It's probably like a 7-footer or 6-footer.
What?
He pulls it out. Whoa. He jumps on it and grabs its mouth, and the redneck chicks all, watch out, T-Mike. You don't want to get hurt.
That makes for a sweet profile pic. Oh, just hopping on the back.
That's
of
better
the
than wrestling profile. Gators.
We got to hold the alligator after they taped its mouth shut. So if you hold it with your hand over the tape, it looks kind of cool.
But, like, look at me.
Otherwise, you're just holding something with duct tape around its mouth. Yeah.
Shit, my father-in-law duct taped a chicken.
Not as cool. Not nearly as cool.
Dude, it would have pecked my fucking eyes out. So we duct taped its little beak
shut.
It actually made it more precise. So now it can only peck.
No, they had to move. They were moving. They had some chickens on the ground. They put two chickens. They weren't getting along, so they duct taped them. And then the dog
together?
Like, yeah. No, separate. Okay. They're on the ground like they're all duct taped. They're like, buck, buck, buck. No, it got better. Then the dog came up, and the dog and the chicken got scared and went, whack!
But it would have sounded muffled.
I
like,
always think they're going to be better.
It just disappoints. The ending just disappoints.
What?
God.
That was.
How did we sink to this level?
And I right there.
Hey, you remember when I had that soda at the end of the table? I knocked it off and it fell on the ground? Right? Am I right?
Why don't you shut your mouth? Why don't you shut your mouth? You shut your mouth when you're talking to me, son of a bitch. Oh, that's not a good story.
Dirty Mike and the boys.
We will have sex in your vehicle again. It will happen. No, bro.
Dude, I could actually, I'm kind of hungry for a pocket dog right now. Or a toilet dog.
Or toilet dog.
Any kind of dog.
No, bro. I guess you had to be there.
I think that's all your stories.
Yeah, you kind of had to be there. It was funny when it happened. And who tapes a fucking chicken?
That's true. I've never seen a duct tape chicken.
I'm telling you. I had to bring a chicken all the way from L.A. all the way back here.
Yeah, hey, Ken, guess what happened? I just brought it back.
No. Nah, bro. No, actually.
The car the whole way.
The whole time.
Listen to Tom Green. Or wait, Tom. Who's your boy?
My boy.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
What?
Your boy?
Joe Rogan.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond. Damn it. Same guy. The same guy.
Oh, yeah. I love Neil. What's wrong with Neil?
Neil sucks.
What? Neil
Diamond and a chicken from L.A. to NorCal.
Now, there was some Neil being played. Oh, that won't be denied, but I had to go chase the fucker.
The last song that chicken heard was Brown Eyed Girl.
Wait, that's not Neil Diamond,
no.
Is it?
No.
Van Morrison.
Van Morrison. It's technically them.
Was it Sarah Smile?
Oh my
nope, God. Another non-Neil Diamond.
That's a Hall & Oates. Right?
Hall & Oates, Maneater.
Speaking of Hall & Oates, did you see Darius Rucker just join some like agency firm?
How the fuck does that relate to Hall & Oates?
Yeah, oh, you're right. He's hooting the blowfish.
What an idiot!
I never liked Darius Rucker.
Oh, he's the nicest guy.
He sucks.
He's the nicest guy. Speaking of Hall & Oates. He's the nicest guy.
Thanks.
My bad.
Weird.
It's pretty close.
Not at all. One's a black guy and one's two old white guys.
Well, Hall & Oates was two. No, Hall & Oates was a black and a white dude.
Black and a white guy.
One of those dudes' brothers?
Yeah. You don't even know.
Have you seen them?
Are they?
Have you heard their music?
Sarah Smile. That's where it kind of ends.
No, turn this shit off.
No,
you're
this is good.
Oh, yeah, Rich Girl, Man Eater.
This is good song.
Why would you want to be a
this is because Trump's here.
No, this would be an anti-Trump song.
Not at all, bro.
This is Coming to America.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anyone to come to America.
Well, no, legally.
His would be leaving America.
No, have you heard the version? One, he snuck into America.
Two, we kicked his ass over the wall.
Neither one of these guys is a brother, by the way.
Darius Rucker?
No, Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
You didn't know that Hall & Oates was
right
white
now,
by their name?
Brandon, right now you're focused on outside looks. Dude.
I'm just saying.
Music, yeah. They are
Bill Clinton was the first black president.
How?
I never understood
not
that.
But you're not
what would you
tell
have thought?
Darryl
Hall, one of those guys is a brother.
Dude on the left?
No. No.
That guy on the left is definitely. Look at that guy.
Sorry. Not happening.
He's tan.
Dude, you know what's funny is maybe you're looking up the
this
wrong
picture's
Hall &
Oates. Taken in December.
Oh, I'm sorry. So he doesn't have his tan?
Look at that picture.
No,
that's the worst.
Brandon, those are the dudes that's got tigers.
Exactly.
Quarter or something.
No.
That dude on the right?
Brandon, just those like are Russell the German Wilson. Dudes that have tigers.
Siegfried and Roy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What an idiot.
One of them was black?
No. But one of them was
Wait,
really pale. One of them was tan.
Man.
I saw Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Before they got attacked?
Yeah.
I'm gonna pull up a picture of Odd Future, and you're going to tell me how many of those guys are black. Prove that one.
Okay,
deal. All right, here we go right here. Let's go.
What and this is super exciting.
That's
the
photo the right there.
I know, yeah, everyone's really...
Is this a black off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good times.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Hall & Oates photo.
Right there. There's one man with his shirt off.
That's a sweet stash, though. That's a... That,
Jeremy's stash.
Why does he have
that's
his shirt off?
That's a 911 stash.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, I just watched the episode of The Office where they make Dwight take his clothes off because he thinks he's on the radio show, but the buttons are causing interference with the...
<That's>, shut up, we're doing that on the comm.
What? Is that why you're trying to give me a shirt?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, full brother.
Oh my
full
gosh,
brother.
Dude.
That dude is full brother.
Get your eyes checked.
Nope, me and him.
That's let me see. Pass it down.
Head nod. We gave him the head nod.
Oh. That's
he gets the head nod.
Guy
nope,
ever
he gets
seen.
The head nod.
Wait, is this still Hall & Oates?
Oh, he's for sure black.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Hall & Oates?
Easily black.
You can't go left and right. I just put up a picture.
What are you talking about left and right? No, that photo.
We're not trying to swipe for you.
I don't know what that is.
That's a white guy.
No, it's not.
It's a white guy.
No way.
That's not a white dude.
Yes, it is.
God
no.
Would definitely
oh, my gosh. Daryl Hall is way darker than that dude.
No way.
Yes, he is.
You see, he has style right out of the gate. You can tell.
Which part?
Right okay. There.
So what just because he's got a 24-karat gold magic around his neck, you're
this
saying that he's
wearing...
a black guy.
Got style. Automatically qualifies right there.
You God. Know how many Jews wear gold necklaces with
gold?
Both
Daryl Hall and John Oates killed the necklace game. They crushed it.
Mr. T's only black because of all the gold.
I know.
Exactly.
Exactly. It went there. It only took an hour.
You should see him when he takes a shower, but that would be a terrible thing.
It took an hour and a half.
That's not bad.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'll bring in my Star of David at some point. I don't know where it's at.
Shalom.
Wait, yeah. That doesn't seem very in line with your heritage.
What part?
Not knowing where your Star David gold necklace is.
I think it's in
at.
A jewelry box. Tiffany's, I think.
Oh, cool.
It's in Tiffany's box.
Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, dudes dudes don't have jewelry boxes.
Yeah, they do. I got one.
Nope, again. Dudes
what?
Don't have jewelry boxes.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Jewelry
green for the money, gold for the honey. You know? I'm like Bishop Don Magic Wand.
Yes, that's a thing. That's the thing. We were waiting for that
one. Bro.
Kill
you
shot.
Have a jewelry
fuck
box?
Fuck yeah, I got a jewelry
it's a
box.
Thing, bro.
For what?
Jewelry.
Like what?
Watches.
And?
I got cufflinks. Rings.
You couldn't throw those in your sock
necklaces.
Drawer.
Necklaces. Why, when I got a perfectly good jewelry? You know what goes in sock drawers?
What?
Sex toys. That's what goes in sock drawers.
What the
oh
fuck?
God. I thought you were going to go with passports.
No, bro. That goes in a safe. No, I got a jewelry box.
What's wrong?
Wow. That's the first place. You know, you got a man have jewelry boxes.
Men don't have jewelry
yes,
boxes.
Yes, they do.
No,
well,
they
I'm the most masculine
let me guess,
person.
Yours has a mirror on it. It folds up in the
men
center.
Necessarily
the
don't have sex toys
a
in the
mirror. A ballerina dances around.
No, bro. It's got a, no, I got a jewelry box. I got rings in there. I got necklaces in there, watches.
I'm with you on this one. I'm with
yeah,
you.
I got cufflinks.
You have a jewelry box.
Wearing more
jewelry,
yeah. Please. There's nothing in it, but I got one.
You have a box.
I got a box. Box of stuff.
You have a box.
Yeah, there's some.
You don't have a jewelry box. Is there jewelry in there?
No.
No, I got cufflinks, everything in there.
I don't. Have
I got a watch
box.
That stays
yeah,
out on
see,
the counter.
No jewelry box.
No jewelry box.
Well, that's because you guys haven't graduated.
You know who would have one? Yeah. Fuck boy.
Well, I am the original. Do you got a jewelry box?
I throw my shit in my junk drawer.
Junk drawer.
Junk drawer.
You guys throw all the watches and stuff in there. You throw all your stuff in there.
Oh man, you got to treat them a little nicer than that, my dude.
Yeah.
Well, everything in there should be nice. Drawer.
But it's junk drawer. How is that nice? Yeah.
It's junk, but it's actually really cool shit.
It would be called a nice drawer if that was the case.
You're that's so nice you know you're your privilege is showing right now.
Privilege.
Your privilege. Yeah.
Because I have watches in a drawer.
No.
You're the one with the jewelry box.
There's
that's
wrong with
actually
that.
True.
What?
That's a problem.
What?
Having a jewelry box.
Why?
What do you mean why? Jewelry boxes is in the for hers section of the store.
No, it's not.
No,
that's bullshit.
You won't find a jewelry box in the masculine section.
You could put jewelry in a hardware
whatever
box.
Whatever section I'm in is
like
the masculine
box,
section.
A tackle box?
Okay, but it's not a jewelry box, and it's a tackle
I think
box.
It is. If you, put a watch, if you put a watch and cufflinks,
yeah, fuck yeah,
necklaces, bracelets, rings, earrings, and all that stuff in a tackle box, it's still a jewelry box.
No. So I go fishing, and I got my tackle box, and I said I'm going to jump in the water, and I take my watch, my ring, my
it's now a jewelry
off.
Box.
It's now a jewelry
no.
box.
No.
Yes, it is.
No. No.
Yes,
no.
It is.
You earrings?
You could put,
no,
you
could.
You could put fishing lures in a jewelry box.
Are you fucking serious?
Yep, four times over, yep.
Whoa, you got four holsters?
Two there, one there, and one up top.
That's a lot.
What?
Yep.
That's gay.
Coming from the guy that
burn
I feel like this is an F-boy on F-boy
crime. That was
crime.
A walk-off right there. That was a walk-off.
You better listen to your boy Billy Zane. He's a cool dude.
He got more than three piercings.
It's a walk-off.
Hey,
Hansel.
Forever, but they were pierced. And I'm about as gay, I guess, as the Gom. But not as gay as Shook.
What,
I have a jewelry box.
You don't know where his pink shirts and shit.
Now, how bad would it be if you had a jewelry box that was only for your Prince Albert collection?
Oh, for the piercings?
Yes.
Oh, there's
you
some
just
freaks.
Have a you just have a jewelry
so
box.
You don't take those
just,
out.
Yeah, you
can't.
No.
You know how like in earrings you're like I feel like wearing.
They can take that out.
I don't think so.
You they have to.
Yeah.
Nope.
What if
it gets infected?
Really? Some screws probably and they pull the thing
out.
Yeah,
but I think it seals or yeah.
Now you seem to know a lot about this.
I had a roommate that had.
Wait, what does it seal?
Well, I don't know. He never. I'm assuming he never pulled it out. I guess I could ask him. All right, hold on. I need to. We're gonna have to get come back to you next.
This
episode.
Sounds terrible.
Okay. Yeah, I want some follow up on this about your roommate's Prince Albert that you seem to know so much about.
You want me to give you his number? You can give him a call.
No, that's for this guy.
Well, because I mean, is it different than your ear? Because your ear, even though it forms, it's still loose enough to
like
slide
like
in and out.
Like the tongue piercing, you can't pull out either.
Oh,
yeah,
you can.
No,
not for a long period of time.
No,
yeah, but
no,
chicks
exactly.
can change.
But
yeah,
I'll, that's
yeah.
that's say like I'm wearing. green underwear. I want a green piercing.
It's an Eclipse 2016.
You can do that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So you have a jewelry box just for jewelry.
Oh, just to swap them out. Okay.
Your Prince Albert jewelry. So it's like, I'm meeting a lady tonight. I'm going to wear purple.
Coming, wait, no, no, fuck you, dude. You don't get any fashion stents coming from the guy that wears oil-stained shorts to the airport.
No, he's talking about be comfortable.
It's totally, it's hypothetical. It's hypothetical. He's talking about Prince Albert
jewelry. You cannot wear anything that's stained to the airport. I don't care what kind of stains it is.
You did that?
I would hate sitting next
to
you.
I wanted to be comfortable, and that's all I had left that was clean.
They're not
it
clean. They're
like
stained
it was
by
dirty.
No, they were washed.
Are something, you kidding me?
Something can look dirty but be clean.
Just like Matt.
What he looks clean. Fuck? He doesn't look dirty.
Just like Matt. Just like Matt.
I mean, jeez. Those shorts have been destroyed.
I know.
But
was that a good one? Did you like that one?
Small hands.
I get your seal of approval on that one, boss.
Yeah, I like it.
Right. Cold blooded.
No room to talk about looking clean. Your shirts barely fit, and they're stained with grease from Jack in the Box.
Hold on. I'm going to do a little sidebar like in House of Cards.
Wait, hold on. Shook, are you jealous that he stains your shirts when he borrows them?
Are you Jack in the Box yet?
Wow. So you're turning on me, huh? Your biggest advocate.
What do you mean? You just dissed me.
I'm bringing
so,
a turn on
so
you.
So he shot it back at you.
You're turning on
back
me,
and
are you?
Back forth forever.
This is rules of engagement, man. This is
rules of engagement.
So he shot at you first.
It's like this game Battleship.
Battleships.
You sunk my battleship.
That's horrible. You know, if I had feelings, they'd be hurt right now.
So are mine.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to attack me after all I've done for you.
What do you mean you're over here attacking me?
What are you talking about? I'm uplifting you.
No, you weren't.
I'm making you you're a better man for it.
You just said, I appear clean, but I'm actually dirty.
No, you appear dirty, but you're actually...
What an idiot!
That
what
do you mean? A compliment.
That yeah, and you attacked me.
I don't know what the fuck you said.
I know, you don't listen. I know, it's okay, we're moving
no,
on.
What he just said was that your outward appearance seems to be spick and span as opposed to being filthy and cruddy like most people think of your outer appearance during normal times, daylights only, not nights. That's what he said.
With gold jewelry.
That's what he said.
Now,
that's
now
a mic drop, bro.
You phrase it like that, it's not so bad.
The most literal thing you could do.
There you go, Vaughn.
That was for you, Vaughn.
That was for you, Vaughn. One for Vaughn, zero for Matt. Oh, what a freaking disaster.
So we're up to 1:45 now.
Oh, my God.
I know. I might be running out of hard disk space here.
Oh, man.
Well, it has been a month. So
it was all stored up.
You know, when you haven't gone for a month, you just shoot everywhere.
But yeah.
So
I
maybe
don't last
this
long.
The title of this podcast should have been called Bukkake.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, I got him. Right.
So I'm going to take it out. But hey, just on a note, we got pretty legit this over the last month. We've got T-shirts.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going to wear them. Maybe to an interview.
Tie them around your waist. Cool style.
Your Tinder profile
pics. But they're short sleeves, so it's better be skinny.
This is a Cougar Bay. I make this promise now. If I'm out around town and I see anybody wearing an MBD shirt, I will buy them a drink.
Oh, I thought you were going to go somewhere naughty with that.
I did, too.
You wish.
I did, damn it.
You wish.
All the dudes are buying them up.
And guys, just for sizing information, if the Shook is... for sizing information...
There we go.
Any shirt that has the Shook's info on it, you got to buy one size bigger because he runs a little small.
Oh, okay, okay.
They're normal sizes. They're not weird.
Yeah, that's just
you
a joke, folks.
They're Hanes.
What's up?
Tagless. We have anything besides shirts?
Yeah, we've got mugs, so you can get a coffee mug.
Hell yeah,
you know,
hell yeah, baby.
In case you want to take that to work
for
and show it off.
And Coke. Yeah, yeah.
You could put Coke in it, yeah. Coffee and Irish cream.
Baileys
Irish cream.
Nice.
Or Nagasaki's.
Ooh.
Nagasaki's.
Just
so
eggnog.
If you go to the mbdshow.com and go to Swag Store, it'll take you straight to the link where you can buy the shirts. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead. You probably got it.
And we actually have kind of a sponsor this this week.
Shout out to Sticker Mule.
Yeah, Justin from Sticker Mule.
Yeah, Justin, more importantly.
So they didn't hook us up with a full sponsorship. They said they're full right now, but they hooked us up with $25 towards stickers. So we're going to have stickers that we're going to be throwing around, too.
Have you guys tried these stickers yet?
No, they haven't got here.
They're amazing.
Are they?
Yeah.
You've gone to Sticker Mule before?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You can't. Once you put them on there, you're toast.
So I stick it on the back of Trump's limo. It's not coming off.
Nope.
All right. The
beast. Nice. MBD Street Team.
The Street Team.
Yep.
That's what's going to be
Urban
happening.
Marketing.
Just gonna be tagging. Like, yeah.
Urban
oh, I know.
Marketing.
We should tag. Oh, wait. No, we shouldn't.
No.
We don't do any of that.
Of protesters
we're totally
legal.
Hippies. I don't
in
legal.
California, we'll just give a sticker and a doobie. Sticker and a doobie. Oh, sticker and a doobie.
Huge.
So,
huge.
Shout out to, what, Prop 64?
Yeah.
It passed.
Boom.
Marijuana's legal in California now.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me give you a Trump. Wrong.
Let me give you the people of California.
Right.
Fact check that. WWW.
So we're going to do a podcast in the future where 7 of the 8 of us are actually going to, you know, eat a brownie or do something.
Nope, I'm getting a vape pen.
It's going to be like a 420 episode. So we're going
to put on like
the
gum
will be abstaining
or something.
Yeah. The gum will abstain.
He does not associate himself
with. I do not associate myself with narcotics.
Title that one episode 64.
Yeah.
What it goes bad.
Just
what's
to
it
420.
Called when you don't have sex?
Abstain.
Oh, yeah.
Matt.
Abstinence.
So the gum will be, the gum will be matting that episode, but we're going to all – I don't know how this – how it could get worse, but we'll see if marijuana helps. So that's about it. If anybody's got anything else, I think we're going to call this a show.
Yep. I just have one quick thing.
Well,
anyone that has an eggnog recipe, you got about a month and a half to submit eggnog recipes.
I like it.
We tried about 4 of them tonight.
And I'll throw these recipes up on the site, too.
Oh, perfect.
In the show notes.
So we can poison other people across the country?
Not just eggnog. I'm just going to throw that out there. Any alcoholic Christmas-related drinks.
Oh,
just,
for sure.
Yeah, how about just any good recipes? I like eating. If you got a good recipe, put it on the twit.
What are you going to do? Eat the paper?
No.
You're going to make it?
Unbelievable.
I'm just saying, are you going to make this?
See you guys next week.
All right, that does it.